Ellsberg High School Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Silver Streaks get ready to take on the Dragons of Pekin. Heard from both coaches, and we're about ready to play football here as we get all of our papers and paperweights, and we're using everything that has any weight on it whatsoever down as a way to keep these sheets from blowing all over the place and keeping dry. It looks like the rain's stopped. It's just gotten a little colder and windy. Galesburg will, I'm looking, kickoff, I believe, to start off the football game. And again, we expect, we'll see if Andrew Steck is back for the Silver Streaks if he starts behind center. Pekin, their offense, Bo Barnes at quarterback, Kyle Henderson, one of their running backs, Chris Trier, a fullback, Ben Mills, Kyle McKenna, Brady Kafad, and Cody Beal Morris, the tight ends and receivers. And then Galesburg, of course, Robert Jackson, Drexler Blue, Caleb Ullman, Nate Olin and Justin Davidson, the offensive playmakers, John Donald, Daniel Junk, Ryan Ricketts, Shane Clark, Austin Finley on the O-line, and we'll set the defense as it comes up, and we're about underway. Galesburg's kicking it away, and Pekin will get first crack at the football as we began the ball game here at Pekin. And Pekin with the football and making some running room around the 35-yard line and got it out just across the 35, and they'll be in pretty good shape to start the ball game on their first drive.
It was Aaron Meredith who tripped him up at about the 33, and he fell forward for four or five yards. But the guy we almost gave the Dave's Auto Body Award to last week for his tremendous play on defense, Aaron Meredith with a special teams play to start things out for the Silver Streaks. And, you know, you mentioned, Mike, Pekin took the kickoff, and that's they won the toss and elected to receive. So many times anymore you see teams defer, but they wanted the win behind them in that first quarter.
Can understand that. They will line up three receivers. Barnes fumbles the snap right off the bat and has to fall on it for a loss of one. So right off the bat, I don't know if that's a condition of the weather or not, but line of scrimmage to 35. It's back to the 34 and a loss of one.
Well, Marcus Harris for the Silver Streaks gets a tackle. They don't come any easier than that. All he had to do is fall on the guy that fumbled the ball right in front of him. So way to go, Marcus.
So they'll take one receiver wide out to the right. Brady Kafad is 6 foot. He's just a junior. And one man in motion, and that is their guy Henderson. Barnes across the middle, pass is incomplete, intended for Ben Mills, one of the receivers. Been about a 9-yard gain if he had picked it up, but it fell incomplete.
Barnes, a left-handed thrower from the quarterback spot for Pekin, and it's one of those where he looked pretty crisp in the pregame warm-ups, but when there's no defense out there, you can look a lot sharper, and that one he got hurried and threw it low, and his receiver didn't haul it in.
Three to the right, one to the left, and Barnes in shotgun. He takes the football. He's going to take off with it. Has a man chasing him down. Misses Barnes across the 40. He's got a first down, it appears, as he is driven out of bounds. Yes, has the first down around the 47-yard line of Pekin. Just a plain missed tackle, and he got it out and made Galesburg pay for a first down. Showed some speed on that run.
Yeah, and it was Cole Spinks that was chasing him from the backside, and Cole just couldn't get enough of an angle. And got a hand on him, but couldn't bring him down, which is unusual for Spinks, one of our best players. But it was a tough play because he was trying to circle behind him, and he was the only Silver Streak in the neighborhood. As Barnes then, once he got by Spinks, had a lot of room to run.
So, in a pickup of 12 yards, gets it out to the 47-yard line of Pekin. He's going to give it to the deep back, pushes ahead across, throw right at the 50-yard line. As they unpile, it is a 3-yard pickup, and their fullback Trier, T-R-I-E-R, gets the ball carry for 3 yards.
Harrison Spinks on the tackle for the Silver Streaks, and their fullback's big kid. He goes 225.
Big.
You know, it's one of those I looked at him and I said, well, that's got to be the starting fullback. He, of course, number 33 kind of gives it away too, but he just looks like a fullback.
Shotgun here, Barnes, the lefty, back to pass. He's looking around, fires it out on the left side, and the wind did help him there as it fell well short of the intended receiver. And it's a second down, make it a third down, and 7 coming up from midfield.
Yeah, the wind is, well, predominantly behind Pekin, but it's kind of a crosswind here. It's
exactly.
It's not purely behind them, and so it's going to be difficult. And plus, a pretty good set of stands on both sides of the field here with some elevation to it. So that's going to play a few tricks with the wind as well. So I wouldn't want to be trying to throw the ball 30 times tonight, but Pekin may.
Two on the right, two on the left, and in the shotgun. Barnes gets the football, drops back. He's going to fire it over the middle. A screen to the wide open fullback and a first down before he's wrapped up across the 45 down to the Galesburg 43. And a big gain there, and they got the first down they were looking for. Actually, it's all the way down to the 42. Nice screen play for an 8-yard gain, another first down. It was the fullback, Trier.
They just let everybody come through and you know, if you're Barnes, you're seeing six silver streaks bearing down on you, but he coolly just dropped it over them, over their heads, and the streaks had to come up from the defensive secondary to make the tackle, but not until it was another Dragon first down.
On the streaks, 42-yard line, 10:09 to play first quarter. Pekin with the football and starting to drive. Barnes very impressive so far. He's back to pass again. Looks to his right. Has a man open. Short gain, though, as he is driven down right around the line of scrimmage, making the catch. Kyle Henderson, a couple of streaks there. Meredith, one of them to make the tackle. Looks like D. Dortch, the other.
Yeah, Meredith already gets the Muddy Jersey Award. That back of his 34 is just smeared with mud. And this field, I don't think it'll get as tough as the one at Galesburg a couple of weeks ago, but it's still going to get chewed up pretty bad. We had a shower at the end of the freshman game and between games, and by the end of this one, it's going to be pretty tacky out there.
Second and 8 from the 40-yard line. It is a draw play. Henderson, the speedy guy, across the 35, down around the 34-yard line. He goes for a gain of about 6. It'll bring up a third and short here on the next play. They have balanced it so far. 4 passes, 4 runs.
Not a bit of a wildcat there. Henderson
sure
got the snap and just took off.
So the 9th play of a drive coming up started on the 35-yard line. Pekin with a couple of first downs here, looking pretty sharp on offense. 20 on the ground, 8 through the air. And they spread it out here. This time it's Barnes under center. Going to be a little counterplay to Henderson. He's looking for a block. There's going to be a hold on the right side. He's going to run, but they are going to get a hold on Brady Kafan out on the right side. That play will come back. He had certainly first down distance, but the end on the right side for Pekin holding on.
Yeah, he's holding on to Chaz Benton, who was trying to get in position to make the tackle, and that one was right in front of everybody here. And so that's a big help for the Silver Streaks to move Pekin back on what would have been a nice gain again and got them another first down. Mm-hmm. Now instead of 3rd and 3, you're looking at 3rd and long.
Yeah. It'll go back around the 45-yard line of Galesburg. It'll bring up a 3rd and 13. 8:52 to go in the first quarter. Galesburg on the defensive side so far. Maybe a step slow tonight, as Pekin has mixed it up as we expected to. But Galesburg, no big plays right now. Here's the official call holding on Pekin. In the red with the white numbers. White helmets with the red trim. Galesburg in the white tops. Gold pants, gold helmets, and the black numerals.
Well, in that short passing game, when the quarterback doesn't have the ball for long and then drops it off, takes away a lot of the physicality of Galesburg up front. They're really taken out of the play at that point, and so a lot of pressure on the defensive secondary in this one so far for the Streaks to come up and tackle.
Shotgun, officially line of scrimmage, the 42. Barnes looking long for a man on the right side. He is well defended, and the pass falls incomplete. He was going out there. It looked like Henderson or Myers, one of the two out deep on the left side, fell incomplete in a 4th down. Galesburg gets it via the punt.
It was Henderson, coverage by Olin over there, and it was a well-thrown ball. Henderson had a shot at it but just could not bring it in, as it bounced off of him, and the Silver Streaks, with the help of that penalty and then a stop, going to be able to field a punt probably back around their 10-yard line. I think that's where Robert Jackson is standing. And now Nate Olin will go back there as well.
So the defense holds on the first drive, did just enough to get Pekin out of the way. And now Galesburg will get the football and see if they can put some points on the board right off the bat. And as Jim mentioned, is Jackson back. Pekin high punt. It is punter Cody Beal Morris, the guy who punted it, and it is taken right about the 20-yard lines where Galesburg will start this drive. So a fairly short punt of about 31 yards, and Galesburg football. See what they can do right off the bat.
Yeah, Jackson went with a fair catch, and then he had to earn it. That ball kind of died up there, and he had to run forward, was falling forward when he caught the ball, and nobody had to tackle him. He just fell right on the 20-yard line. But the big thing, he retained possession, because this is a night where you could easily fumble that thing away with the wind and the wet conditions. Silver Streaks, 80 yards to pay dirt here.
Boy, they put it back on the 17.
Yeah, they sure did.
Wow, I thought it was much better position than that. Wishbone formation here for the Streaks. Going to give it to Jack in the second back. He's going to test the rest right side. Puts his head down, and he gets to the 19-20-yard line. Gain of 2 on the play, and a 2nd down and 8 coming up from the Pekin, we'll call it the 20-yard line, a gain of 3, a 2nd and 7.
Well, and you knew that Coach Doug Nutter of Pekin had watched last week's game film United Township, and so Robert Jackson's going to be a marked man because he had a big game against the Panthers.
I think if he can get outside, he's going to have a big game tonight. There's just not many guys, and the way he gets through, I mean, he's only 160 pounds, but he is strong. And they're using a power formation here with the wishbone. You got Quarterback under center. I'm trying to see if it is, in fact, it's Carl who does start the game at quarterback. Going to try and go off right tackle with the fullback, Ullman, and not much happening on that play as they get it right back to the line of scrimmage. Third and seven coming up from the 20.
You know, and in watching the warm-ups, it doesn't surprise me that Carl is starting. He took most of the snaps under center. Steck, again, was throwing the ball a lot off to the side to some receivers, but Carl was the one that was continually working with Ryan Ricketts, and so you had a feeling that he probably would get the start here again tonight. And we'll see what limited action that Andrew Steck might get in passing situations. I'm pretty sure we'll see him.
Nose of the football just across the 20. Man in motion is Jackson. They go with the slots. Pitch to Jackson right side. Stutter steps, breaks past one man, but he is well short of a first down as he gets it to the 25-yard line. Five-yard pickup, and Galesburg going to have to punt it away. So not much showing on the offense there as they just kind of simple. And Pekin gets it back, or will get it back via the punt. Tyler Bond, I'm assuming, will do those honors.
Now, we mentioned at the outset, Pekin, a team that's trying to rebuild. Last year, brought in a coach that just tried power football and really didn't have the people to pull it off. And so Doug Nutter comes in. I think he's kind of looked back at Pekin's past and saw some success in throwing the ball. Now, they don't throw it as much as they used to.
Right.
But still spread the field out a little bit and trying to make the best of the season, but only two wins to show for it.
And it's a pretty good punt by Bond. Takes a hop at the 50 and lays dead at the 45-yard line. So he got away about a 43-yard punt. And Pekin, pretty good field position to start the drive here. I say 45 by 35 punt as they take over on their second possession of the ball game. 45-yard line, 6:25 to go in the first quarter. No score.
Yeah, Pekin there for a couple of years when they were real strong and had a real good quarterback. They were playing games for 42-35, you know, and 35-28. Doesn't say much for their defense, but
yeah.
They could move it up and down the field. It was exciting football to watch.
They are going to give to Henderson. He uses one block trying to chase him down. Meredith, he is not able to grab him, and he busts his way out to about the 49-yard line. A gain of four, a lot of running side to side. But 4 yards to show for it. Second and six coming up from the 49. They like Henderson.
Well, for the streaks, Austin Finley comes over from the middle of the line to finally make that tackle over along the near side. Pekin's sideline. Good job by Finley to finish off the play.
Clock down under 6 minutes in the first quarter. No score. The freshman won earlier, 28-0. And I guess the sophomores, the way I understand it, they're playing tomorrow. Here's more of an unbalance. Three receivers to the left, one on the right side. And Barnes in shotgun formation. He goes back to pass under a little pressure. Fires a pass low at a man's feet. Incomplete. Had a man open at the 45-yard line of Galesburg. Could not complete it. He's thrown six passes already and completed just two.
Tyler Bond able to get in there for the Silver Streaks. He was the only white jersey in the neighborhood, but he was able to at least put a hand up and I think give Barnes a little trouble. He hurried that throw, made it low. And as you mentioned, Mike, it falls incomplete. And now Pekin looking at third down and a long five or short six with the ball near midfield.
So Galesburg's defense trying to anchor down again. 5:41 to go. If they get the ball back, we'll have a Hungry Hobo touchdown participant, Nancy Leonard of Galesburg. And we're going to draw the name, too, for the big party sub at the end of the football season. That's arrived, and we'll draw that late in the ball game or in the post game and see who wins it. Pass over the middle, incomplete. D. Dorch in on the play, intended for Henderson Field again. The pass just not enough on it. It falls short, and a fourth and six coming up. They'll try to pin Galesburg pretty deep.
And it's a good thing because Kyle Henderson had found the seam. If that ball is thrown on the money, that's 6 points.
You're right.
But he just short-armed it, threw it into the ground.
Galesburg's second possession coming up. Totally different way of doing stats and all that tonight with sheets, and boy, I'm just completely lost.
Well, at least the rain quit blowing
so
in.
I'm so grateful.
There.
I tell you, I am so grateful for that. Galesburg will have it first down and 10. They're going to punt it away. Bill Moritz puts his foot into it, gets a short punt off, taken at the 24-yard line. Fair catch by Jackson. 23, we'll call it, and Galesburg's second possession begins there. Again, Nancy Leonard of Galesburg. If the streak score a touchdown in the next 5 minutes, 29 seconds in this quarter, a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo in Galesburg, and her name will go into the final drawing for a party sub from Hungry Hobo. Later tonight, we'll draw that name.
Well, our cellular signal ought to be pretty solid here
no
tonight.
Doubt.
The towers across the way, it's actually four cellular towers right behind the bleachers, and they've hooked the lights to the stadium right up the middle of those, so they're getting dual purpose out of these big cell towers here. And, again, our signal ought to be pretty strong tonight.
Spread offense here by Galesburg, faking and then running with the football. Is it Carl or Steck in the game?
Carl.
It is Carl. Nice run, first down, the first of the game for the Streaks, out to the 40-yard line, and a gain of 17. So the first big play of the night by Galesburg, a run by Jared Carl.
Yeah, Carl, who had had trouble getting on track running the ball a couple of weeks, last week broke out of it, had a big game against the Panthers, on his first carry, picks up 17 and the first Silver Streaks first down of this final Friday night.
Back to the line they come. Davidson, the receiver, wide to the left. Olin to the right, and a man in the slot on the right side, Robert Jackson. And another man in the slot, in fact. A little different look here. Carl running to his right, is going to pitch it right to Olman, and boy, he did a good job to get across the 40-yard line, maybe to the 42. He was losing his footing, and the pitch was a little bit behind him on the right side, but he was able to get it out to, they're going to put it on the 41 for a one-yard gain. Wow.
I'm not sure that offense is one that you really
run with your fullback.
Right.
I know you don't usually
pitch back to your fullback, and you're right, Mike, we were very fortunate to not lose 4 or 5 yards on that one.
So here is a 2nd and 9 coming up from the 41-yard line of Galesburg. Again, they'll spread it out. This is where Carl likes to run. Single setback, 4 receivers here. Carl's going to hand it off this time to Ullman, who bulls his way ahead. Not much there, maybe 2 yards as he ran straight up the gut. And it'll bring up a 3rd and 7. Beacon's defense playing strong right now from the Galesburg 43.
Well, at least Ullman was north-south that time, which is the way you want your fullback going. Mm-hmm. But not much room to run, even behind big Ryan Ricketts. And you might have heard Coach Doug Nutter of Pekin on our pregame show saying, well, they know all about Ricketts, and they know that they don't want to put somebody up there and just try and go head up on him, because that's a pretty long night. So they're going to try and slant and do whatever they can to minimize the damage that he can do once he snaps that football.
Back to the slots on the left and right. Ullman, the fullback, under center. It is Jared Carr. Is Jackson got a little counter play off the left side, and not enough for a first down across the 45 to about the 46. Pickup of 4 as they unpile.
Jackson really worked hard, but Tyler Parsky of Pekin had him wrapped up. Parsky at 6'2", 235, just a sophomore. So they're looking for good things out of him the next couple of years. And he had Jackson at least his right leg, and Jackson was trying to free up and fell forward for a couple, but Streaks will have to punt. Looks like Tyler Bond has the honors.
Boy, just 7 plays of offense so far and 1 first down. You wouldn't think this is a team that gives up 31 points a game in Pekin, but they're playing well right now. Bond gets a nice line drive punt off, taken at the 27-yard line, and Pekin wrapped up the ball carrier just shy of the 35. They'll start it at the 34-yard line.
Shane Clark, Kelly Hawkinson up there to pound the returner. Good coverage by the Silver Streak special teams. Mike, I'm going to make the Pekin concession stand happy. I'm on my 3rd cup of hot chocolate.
Are you really?
Already.
I've
got
the coffee going here. I'm liking it. I'm happy to use it as a weight. I brought the Gatorade. I won't be drinking it, but I'm going to use it to hold these papers down. It's very useful right now. Ball on the 34-yard line, 2:52 to go first quarter. Pekin's 3rd possession of the ball game. In shotgun, Barnes back to pass. There is no score. Tried to set up a screen, nothing there. Fires out to the right side. Short gain as they make a tackle and then throw a flag at the end of the play. The guy in the middle of the play, they get the ball out to the 37-yard line for a 3-yard pickup, and we'll see what's going on here. Maybe a hold, as it took a while to develop.
Yeah, I'd like to see where that flag is thrown. It'd be pretty unusual for the defense to pick up that penalty.
And let's see what they are showing. It is on Pekin.
Ineligible downfield, I believe.
Wow. All right. Well, that'll negate a potential gain there. It'll be the 2nd penalty of the game on the Dragons. What is that, a 5-yarder, I think? Let's see where they march it off. Yeah. No, a 10-yard penalty, so they'll go to the 24-yard line. Brings up a 1st and 20, I believe, is what it'll work out to be.
Stands on the far side, pretty thin, but then there's the bleachers.
No, it is a 5-yarder.
The bleachers are so big here that you can have a decent crowd. It might not look like it, but I'd say, I don't know, probably 100 or so Silver Streak supporters on the far sideline.
So it's a 1st and 15 from the 29. Under center this time is Barnes. I think Dortch just went across, showing blitz, and you're going to give that 5 yards right back to Pekin. It'll be a 1st and 10 back on the 34 where they started. First penalty of the game for the Silver Streaks tonight, Dorch crossing over and offsides on the defense. Unless he drew it off. It is on the offense. False start.
Wow.
So, all right. So, another penalty on them. We'll back that up.
first time we've been to the Pekin football field. This is a big campus here, big school.
Yes, it is.
7A school here. And they've left the Mid-State Conference, though, in the Peoria area and gone to the Middle Illini, where they are the biggest school there. But I don't think they're growing right now, while Dunlap and some of the other schools in that conference are getting bigger by the day.
They go back to the 29-yard line is the line of scrimmage. I say that 24-yard line, I should say. They're going to keep it with Barnes, and he's going nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. No gain on a first down and 20.
Shane Clark again there for the tackle.
Brings up a second and 20 from the 24. Second play of the drive that started, took a while to get going, will come up shortly. Barnes with 11 yards and three carries.
Be good for the defense. If they can get a stop here, we might actually get some decent field position.
That's really what it looks like they're playing right now. I mean, Gillsburg's done nothing fancy whatsoever, just kind of straight ahead. One counter play, but all on the run, seven running plays. Pekin's mixed it up. They've thrown seven passes already. And a four receiver set here with a single setback. Man in motion is Henderson from right to left. They're going to throw a quick out to Henderson. On the left side, he's going to try and pick up some big-time yardage. He got a pretty good gain across the 30-yard line, out around, he's probably close to the 35. He's not going to have enough for a first down by a mile. But he does pick up a fair amount of yardage out to the 33, a 9-yard gain, and a third down and 11 coming up.
Yeah, 7 or 8 yards there. Boy, I'm having trouble reading the uniforms a little bit.
Yeah, it's tough.
Nate Olin, Aaron Meredith. I guess it was Meredith over there for the tackle that time for the Silver Streaks.
Nodder and shotgun. Two on the right. He's going to move the pocket, and it's Henderson at the quarterback throwing the football and an incomplete pass. He tried to go out on the right side to Kafad. Well defended. Out there was Meredith and Dorich, and the pass is incomplete, but they used as the passer Henderson, and incomplete it went.
And Chaz Benton out there as well. Benton was thinking interception on that one, but giving up some height to the receiver that time. Did a good job just to get the thing batted away and gets a few low fives from teammates as he goes over to that far sideline for Gillsburg, and the defense does hold. The Streaks looking to get some much better field position here as we wind down the first quarter with a minute 20 to go.
So a three and out for Pekin, and the penalties hurt him on that particular possession. And Gillsburg going to try and put some points on the board. Still a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. No score. Punt on the way by Cody Beal Morris. Fairly low. Takes a Pekin bounce behind the 35-yard line, and Gillsburg will have it around the 32 to begin their third possession of the ball game.
Well, a pretty good approach that time by the Pekin punter, too. He didn't try and give it a big leg and knock that thing way up in the air. He just saw the Gillsburg tandem in to receive and kicked a low-line drive that just split them. And so Jackson and Olin just had to stand there and watch it. It took a little bit of a Pekin bounce. And so from that field position, I think Pekin feels pretty good about making Gillsburg take it at their own 32.
So Pekin three possessions, Galesburg's third possession right here. Let's see if they can get something going here. I formation out of the Streaks, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Going to give it to the deep back. It is Jackson, I believe, and he is popped short as he got about a yard, and that was it. Up to the 33, and Pekin's defense again impressing me.
Yeah, gang tackling by the Dragons, and Jackson hit the hole hard that time.
Very.
And you know, he got the initial hit. You can see he's trying to fight through it and get that secondary burst that has got him a lot of yards this year. But as soon as he tried to give that second effort, there were three or four more red jerseys came over there and said, no, you don't. And so Jackson limited to maybe a one-yard gain.
Gillsburg has not tested the left side on any type of whether it be a pitch or a run. We'll see if they maybe try that out. It's an I formation again. They're going to pitch it right side. Jackson loses his footing, and he's driven back. And probably no gain. No gain at all. Third and nine. Tried to pitch it right side. They like something on that right side, but Pekin's not budging, and Jackson, no gain.
Well, again, Pekin's defense a little more solid than we'd anticipated.
Absolutely.
They're big and strong up front. They got a kid that's just a killer at the linebacker spot. And, you know, again, the great equalizer many times to shutting down a good offense is the field conditions.
True.
And the weather tonight is sure not conducive to scoring a lot of points. And we've got this end of the first quarter, and neither team's done much at all.
Not much happening. After one, no score. Gillsburg, when we come back, third and nine from their own 33. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
I'm Will Stevenson. Need trick-or-treat hours for this coming Halloween across the area? It's easy. Just go to our homepage, WGIL.com.
Back at Pekin, a scoreless first quarter. We join you from Pekin Memorial Stadium. And we told her not online right now, Galesburg, WGIL.com. Hopefully we can get that straightened out. You can hear the game online as well. A lot of folks tuning in that way. And Galesburg, some work to do. Pekin, the defense giving up 31 points per ball game. Very, very solid so far. Just 32 yards rushing by the Silver Streaks on 9 attempts. So not much happening. A little better than 3 a carry on the ground. And Pekin has really thrown the ball quite a bit, but not a lot of success doing it. 3 of 9 through the air, and they have 24 yards rushing, 43 yards in the ball game. So offense is, you're probably right, Jim. Field conditions, I think, have set in and caused some problems.
Yeah, it hampers the offense. Again, we talked about the wind as much as anything else for Pekin trying to throw it effectively. And when you're a running team, you need to be able to get good traction out there to make some cuts and to power ahead. And I think, you know, the runners, especially in the middle of that field, running a little bit more tentatively. But again, not to take any away from the defenses because they're big and they're strong up front.
I think they just got, and Steck is in the game for Galesburg, and I think his cadence got Pekin to jump. We'll find out if that's the case. It'll certainly make this a much more manageable third down situation. It is offsides on the defense. Pekin now, in terms of penalties, they've committed quite a few in the ballgame. That's their fourth for 30 yards. So it makes it a third down and long four for the Silver Streaks from the their own 38-yard line. As I mentioned, Steck is in the game, or he was on that particular play for the Silver Streaks at quarterback.
Yep,
and he is back in there. So let's see if they might throw the ball a little bit. Their coach is upset about something coming out on the field. I think he was just yelling at one of his guys to get in a certain position, wearing shorts, no less. Yikes. Slots here, left and right. They're going to pitch it this time on the right side, Robert Jackson, and he is, again, gobbled up very quickly in on the stop for Pekin. Zach Riggs, 5'8", 220 senior, or 250 senior, rather. He was honored during senior night, and nothing there for Jackson as he got it out to, it was a loss of one, in fact, to the 37. Brings up a fourth and five, and Galesburg really quiet right now.
Yeah, Pekin playing inspired football here on their senior night. And you know, Mike, when you and I got here, I thought this is going to be a pretty thinly attended game.
Mm-hmm.
And from the Galesburg standpoint, it is. And you understand that, driving
Absolutely.
All this way on a bad night. But, well, there's a pretty good-sized crowd here for Pekin.
They really are. They really are. I give them credit, and they obviously see something is with the program moving in the right direction. Bond, a high kick, almost blocked. And it is a fair catch right around the 35-yard line for Pekin. So, 22 and 15, 37-yard punt for Bond. Get the right guy here in the right sheet. His third punt of the ball game, and Pekin with the football right around the 35-yard line to begin their fourth drive of the ball game.
We thought this game may start a little early because the freshmen, instead of the sophomores, the freshmen played the first game, and it was over at 6:35, but then they had their senior night and decided they were not going to start it before 7:30, so we had about a 45-minute warm-up for the Silver Streaks out on the field tonight.
Barnes throwing it out to the right side, one-on-one coverage. That's a tough pass. Tight coverage out there by the Streaks, trying to get it to his receiver over his, right shoulder it looked like, and just overshot him. And a second down play coming up. And this kid, boy, oh boy, he's got an arm. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, good coverage out there again by Chaz Benton. They've gone at him three times, and he's been up to the task every time. I'm sure Pekin thinking, well, we'll keep at it, and all they got to do, if they hit one long one.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
In a game like this where yards are tough to come by.
11:09 of his second quarter, no score. Pekin with the football. Boy, a trouble handing off the ball. The quarterback, Barnes, ran into two guys in motion and somehow ended up getting a yard or two out of it. A yard as he just kind of fell forward for a 3rd and 9 coming up. Big-time miscommunication.
That was a train wreck that time because Barnes got the snap and Henderson was in motion behind him. As soon as Barnes got it, he turned. Henderson ran into him, and then the fullback pounded him from the backside. So three Pekin players and a heap there, and all the Streaks had to do was fall on that one.
Third down and 9 from the 36-yard line of Pekin. Played a minute and a half in the second quarter. No score in the ball game. Both teams very quiet. Here's a jump ball pass to Henderson. It is complete. And getting away from Olin. Henderson, fortunately, out of bounds. And a first down there as he had the one-on-one coverage. A little floating, almost a jump ball pass you would see in the end zone. Beautiful pass and a first down for Pekin as they're in Galesburg territory. They get it all the way down to, looks like, the 37-yard line of the Streaks. A big-time gain.
Hurry-up offense. And they've got a lot of confidence in Kyle Henderson, their wideout, the senior, 155. And he just got Nate Olin turned around. Olin never did see the ball. He was looking at Henderson. And, boy, as a defensive back, you have got to know where that ball is because there was nothing he could do. It was all Henderson's.
There is right up the gut. Nothing
Cole
there
Spinks.
As Cole Spinks hammered their fullback, Schreier, and nothing there after a 27-yard pass play from Bo Barnes to Kyle Henderson. Trier met Mr. Spinks, who we've lobbied long to be all-conference.
Yeah, their fullback, we said he's good size at 225, but he didn't look like it that time because he didn't have the momentum that Spinks had, and he just leveled him.
Second and 10 from the Galesburg 38-yard line. Pekin, 11 passes in the game and 8 runs. Three receivers are going to go in the flat and close to a first down as they get a pass complete down around the 30-yard line.
That's Ben Mills on the reception for Pekin. I think that's his first catch.
It is his first catch of the game, and let's see if it's enough for a first down. Tough to see where they're going to put the ball. They're going to put it at the 31. Looks like about a 7-yard gain, so not enough, and you're right. They are going to try and hurry it up. And they're going to go straight ahead with Trier. And again, he's gobbled up, and I don't think he's got enough on a third down and 3.
Well, Spinks again. And that was interesting because the Silver Streaks were having a lot of trouble getting their defense set. Pekin went off the ball before the Streaks were even set, but Spinks just shot through, and now Pekin going to try and hurry it up on 4th and 1.
Boy, 7th play of the drive. They need 1 yard, and let's see if they try and get Galesburg offsides. Barnes looks over at the sideline. 8:59 in the first half and counting.
They may need a timeout here.
They may, because they look very confused. They keep looking over at the sideline. Everybody looking, and he's going to take the timeout. Doug Nutter says, hold everything. 4th and 1 from the Silver Streaks 29-yard line, and they take the break. We'll take it as well. No score at Pekin Memorial Stadium. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options, and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
8:51 to go in the first half, no score. Pekin on a 4th down and 1 coming up, a 6-play drive that began on their own 35, a big 27-yard pass play to Kyle Henderson from Bo Barnes. 4th and 1 from the Streaks 29 as they look to get another first down.
Well, if you're ever going to use a timeout in a good spot, I think that was it for Pekin.
Right.
This is a big play for them. They're into Streaks territory inside the 30. They don't want to have a miscommunication and blow this.
They really bunch it up, Barnes. He's going to run an end-around with Henderson, and the first guy misses the tackle. Can they get him? And second guy misses the tackle. Henderson gets out of bounds around the 25, and all that running was good enough for a first down. Boy, missed tackles tonight. Really hurting. That's a 4-yard gain and another first down.
Yeah, a little surprise they elect to go wide on 4th and 1. I know Meredith had a shot. He couldn't get him. Somebody else missed him, too. But I think that shows you the respect they had for Cole Spinks blowing through the middle there. He stuffed their fullback twice in a row.
Right.
They didn't want to go down that road, so they come wide and pull it off.
First and 10 from the Streaks 25. 4 receivers set, a single setback. Henderson in motion from left to right. Galesburg really coming up to the line. They're going to lob it out to Henderson out in the flat. He's going to try and stutter step and spins his way to the 20, maybe the 19-yard line. So a short pass play gets him about 6 yards. Let's see. The official, one official standing inside the 20 all the way at the 17. My goodness. Pretty big play there. 8 yards and what looked pretty short. Henderson with 46 yards receiving already. Barnes 61 through the air.
And no telling how many catches Henderson's going to have before this game
wow.
is over. He is the feature of their offense right now.
Second and a long two from the Galesburg 17. Barnes quick out to the left side. It is caught on a screen play. Henderson again across the 10 and tackled shy of the 5-yard line. They're going to say right at the 5, and a 12-yard gain and a first down and goal coming up for Pekin. And they are really confusing Galesburg defensively. Barnes and Henderson have something going here.
Well, if this was basketball, I say we might need to go boxing one on Henderson because he's just
causing all kinds of problems. 10th play of the drive, Galesburg 6-yard line, first down and goal. 6:02 and counting in the first half. Pekin looking to get the first score of the game. Will they direct it to Henderson? He seems to be the guy in the quarterback position. They might. And another guy over there. Spread offense here. It is Henderson, the guy under center, and they're going to throw flags. I'm not sure if that alignment, that's more than different than I've ever seen. They had Henderson and another guy. It looked like one of the receivers, Kafad, next to him. It is on Pekin.
Yeah, procedure. I don't know whether they even had enough guys on the line of scrimmage that time.
There were about six receivers out there. So they're going to march it back. First down and goal from the 11-yard line instead.
Seems like Doug Nutter on the sideline, having a little trouble making up his mind what call
I think you're right.
to make. Team keeps looking over there, waiting for the call. Now they've got it.
Snap. Barnes straight ahead. Henderson flies his way across the 10-yard line, short of the goal line. Got it down to about the 2. He has got just his wheels moving. Second down and goal, and it looks like the 2-yard line and a gain of 9. He is just all over the place.
It is the Kyle Henderson show right now as they go to the Wildcat, and now it looks like they got Barnes back in to take the snap at quarterback.
From the Galesburg 2. They have really mixed it up. It is Barnes back in under center. One to the right, one to the left, and a receiver in the slot on the right side. Barnes kicks his foot. Henderson goes in motion. They're going to give it to the fullback. Barnes keeps it himself, and he's in. Faked it to the fullback, kept it himself. 2-yard touchdown run. Pekin on the board at the 6:56 mark of the first half. 6-0 Dragons.
Pekin has looked much better than we thought they would be coming in here tonight. They've been solid on both sides of the ball. First snap they took, they fumbled, but since that time, everything's been very clean for this team. Silver Streaks, I think, still a real good chance they can win this game.
Oh,
but
sure.
It's one of those where if we turn it over two or three times tonight, like we have times this season, we probably won't. So we're going to have to play a solid ball game from here on out because Pekin is a better team, at least so far tonight, than what we'd anticipated.
Tim Bergener, the kicker, he's going to go for the extra point. It is blocked. It is blocked, and we've seen several blocks. Kicks. I'm trying to tell you who it is. I'm looking at the jersey, and it appears to be, get the right roster out. He's wearing number 14 and made the block for Galesburg. I've got everything buried. You can help me out.
Jared Carl.
There we go. Carl made the block and got a pat on the back from Hurd, who's made his share of blocks. So the PAT, Bergener, no good. 6-0 Pekin Galesburg ball. When we come back, this is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square at West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
The excitement of high school sports really takes me back.
Our team at Bates is proud to support the Silver Streaks for another winning season.
Hey, I think that guy just hit another home run.
Isn't it time for your nap?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
An 11-play, 65-yard drive, and Pekin on the board first, 6-0, as Bo Barnes goes in from 2 yards out. Nice fake to the fullback, and he scored. They have run 26 plays of offense. Galesburg, by comparison, just 10. And the Streaks will get the football here with 6:56 to go in the first half. 3 plays, 4 plays, and 3 plays. They have done absolutely zip on offense. And here is a short kick taken. Galesburg's going to get pretty good field position out of this as recovering the football.
Nathan Mines
for the Silver Streaks. So maybe they were trying what Quincy tried a while back. But the ball's going to be on the 43-yard line. Best field position so far to start. A good chance to score. If you're going to do it, boy, you got a short field to work with. Just one first down in the game for the Streaks in this first half.
Well, and after playing one series, Andrew Steck back out, and Jared Carl is back in as the quarterback.
And he has had the lone big play for the Streaks, his 17-yard run a while back. And they're going to give it to Ullman, the fullback, across the 45-yard line. He's going to bull his way out to about the 46 and a gain of 3. That's it. Coming up second and 7.
We were watching the Pekin introductions of senior night, and guys are pretty close to us, and we can see there's some big boys on that team.
Yeah.
Led by a guy that plays both ways, 52, Chad Surratt.
He is big.
He's 6'2", 240. Big arms. You can tell he spent some time in the weight room, and, yeah, he's a key part of that Pekin offense and defense.
Sarah Cree of Galesburg hoping for a Streaks touchdown, a $10 gift certificate if they score this quarter. Carl faked it to the fullback, kept it himself. Pekin read it pretty well. He got up for about a 2-yard gain, could not get to midfield. They're going to put the football, the nose, on the 49, a 3-yard gain, and a 3rd and 4 coming up on the Carl run.
Yeah, Jared made me a little nervous that time. He was holding the ball out.
Yeah, I thought it was going to get stripped.
But it didn't, fortunately. He got it pulled back in, and so the Streaks now with yet another 3rd down. And, yeah, about 5 to go here. So,
boy, I'm not sure what's going on.
Our inability to throw the football against a good defensive team against the run is just killing us. And, I mean, that's been the case for years. Somehow the Galesburg program has got to find a way to throw the football.
Under center, it is Carl. He used the 2 slots and a man on the left. It is Meredith in motion. Straight ahead. Here is Ullman with a 1st down. He loses 1 tackler. 40, 35, 30. Stutter step driven out of bounds around the 25-yard line. And there is finally a breakout play for the Streaks as a 26-yard run by Caleb Ullman.
Yeah, biggest gainer of the night. Ullman, you don't usually see a fullback do a spin move. He utilized it there and was able to get away from the pack and then rumbled over toward the near sideline. And the Streaks in business now at the Pekin 25.
So, see if they can put some points on the board. That's the first real sign of life we've seen out of the offense so far. It's been shocking. Back to the wishbone here. Robert Jackson, one of the backs, he's going to get the football, stumbles through, and nice second burst of running, got him out to the 20, veered to his right, cut back to his left, and he gets a 5-yard gain out of it to the Pekin 20.
So now for the first time, the Pekin defense starting to be back on their heels a little bit as Galesburg comes after him. Silver Streak's always very deliberate in their play calls and getting up to the line. We've seen a number of teams that like that hurry up. Moline did it pretty well to us.
And
of course,
sure did.
Pekin here tonight. Quincy did it through the first half.
They sure did. You're right. So back to the wishbone, 2nd and 5 from the Pekin, 24:40 to go in the first half. Pekin a 6-0 lead. Carl is going to go straight up the gut to Ullman with it across the 18, maybe down to his 17. He goes for a gain of 3 and a 3rd and 2 coming up. Got to keep this drive alive. Actually, it was Jackson with the carry, not Ullman. So Jackson with 8 carries and 19 yards in the ballgame. Galesburg 71 on the ground, 15 plays they've run. 6th play of this drive coming up. It started on the Galesburg 43, 4:10 to go. First half, trailing Pekin 6-0. Actually, the line of scrimmage is the 19. Back to the wishbone, trying to get a 1st down here, 3rd and 4. Going to give to nobody as Carl keeps it. Short pass out. Great catch by Ullman inside the 10-yard line. And a nice pickup, a 1st down. And we're going to have a 1st and goal coming up as he got it all the way down to the 4. A 15-yard pickup. Nice play.
Yeah, well-designed play. They faked inside, got some of the defense sucked in there. And then roll your fullback out. And like you said, Mike, that was all made. Carl did a nice job rolling
out.
But Ullman, you don't have many fullbacks to catch that ball. That took some nice hands. He had to stretch out there and get it, and then made a little yardage. So the Streaks answering the Pekin touchdown with a nice drive of our own. Let's see if we can put it in with the ball inside the 5.
Slots Robert Jackson on the left. Fullback is Ullman. They'll send a man in motion. It's Meredith. He's going to get the pitch. He's got one guy to run over, and there was nothing there. He's going to get sacked, hit for a loss here as Pekin ran right after him. And, boy, he's all the way back to the 10-yard line, a loss of 6.
Yeah,
yikes.
Love Aaron Meredith
I
on
do
defense.
Too, not on that
but
call.
But offensively, we've just never been able to get him to turn that corner. We've tried it time and time again this year, but it just hasn't worked very well. A part of the problem, that play, he has no blocking at
no,
all.
No, there was none. Absolutely none. So a loss of 6 back to the 10-yard line, 2nd and goal. Carl under center. So now you got to get a big play here, Carl. He's going to keep it himself, and they just absolutely tied him up. He tried to fake it to the fullback, tied him up, a loss of one. Did he fumble the football?
Yep.
He did fumble the football. That's even worse. So he loses one and coughs up the ball, and starting to shape up to be one of those nights.
Yep, Pekin comes away with it, and the Galesburg drive, which was so promising, gets stalled out with a bad play call, a big loss on first down, and then a fumble on second down, and Pekin ringing the cowbells on the near sideline, happy to get the ball back.
Boy, oh boy. You give a team like this some confidence, and I say a team that gives up 31 points a game. You give them confidence, and, boy, some real, it could be a long night for you. So they get it on the 12. It's going to pass out to Henderson. He's caught, spun around, and he gets it to the 15-yard line. So a three-yard pickup as Barnes got it to the guy who's really put on a show tonight. He's got 61 yards receiving already. Barnes with 76 through the air.
Yeah, Henderson tried to spin that time, get away from Justin Davidson. He did briefly, but Davidson had a whole lot of uniform, and Justin finally dragged him down there.
So they're at the 15-yard line, their own 15, 2:44 and counting in the first half, and peaking a 6-0 lead. Galesburg saddled with another turnover. Pass complete out on the right side. I think it's Henderson again. It's short of a first down.
Good tackle by Chaz Benton again for the Streaks.
Yeah, it's not Henderson. It is actually Brady Kafaud. As they get it to the 20, it's a pickup of 5 and a 3rd and 2 coming up.
Pekin continues to try and work against the Silver Streaks junior, Benton. And he's been up to the task most of the time tonight.
2:10 to go. Barnes back to pass. Looks over to Henderson. Dropped the ball. Fortunately for Galesburg, he dropped the ball, and they're in a position to punt it on a 4th down and 2 way back on the 20. Otherwise, they'd be going for it. And just a little bit low, and he dropped it. Galesburg with 2:06 to work on the clock, and Sarah Cree a chance to get a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo if the Streaks score a touchdown.
Yeah, a rare drop by Henderson.
Sure
he was standing right at the 25, so if he catches that, it's a first down. We'll let it go through, and the Streaks now, unless Pekin gets crazy and decides to fake a punt this deep in their own territory.
Nothing would surprise me. Nothing would surprise me. They are showing a punt at this juncture. And it is a short punt, end over end. Takes a peek and bounce right around midfield. It bounced about 23 yards. And Pekin's Mickey Greer grabs the football at the 46-yard line of Galesburg. Boy, that looked to be promising as the punt only went about 12, 13 yards. End over end rolled another 23.
That had a hard spin, as you said, end over end, Mike. Not a high kick. It hit the ground, and I would have thought as soft as that turf is, it would never get that kind of a bounce tonight. But it was like one of your approach shots.
Yeah.
Hits shy of the green and keeps rolling and rolling, and there it is.
Line of scrimmage officially the 47-yard line of Galesburg. Streaks with the football, coughed it up last play. They got another chance here. They are going to show shotgun here. Enough of the running, I guess. They're going to spread it out. Four receivers, back to pass. Steck with the football. He is going deep. Ullman has him open, and did he catch the football? I believe he has it. Yes, first down from the 20. Big pass play there of 33 yards, and Steck a bullet to Ullman.
Well, the Pekin sideline is very upset. They thought they had the interception, but both guys had their hands on it, and in that case, it goes to the offense. Curtis Myers came away with the football, but they gave it to Ullman.
Woo.
Heck of a throw by Steck.
Boy, it sure was.
Ullman had to adjust in midair that time to haul that one in. And Streak's going to get up to the line of scrimmage in a hurry this time after a big, big game.
Nose of the football on the 20, so a 1st and 10 from Pekin territory. Steck's going to keep it in. Nope, he's going to give it to the fullback, and he probably should have kept it himself as Ullman got drilled, as he's going to lose a yard back on the 21, and a 2nd and 11 coming up, 1:27. The clock continues to move. Let's see if they get a timeout here.
They do. Galesburg takes a timeout.
All right. We'll thank the folks at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Just arrived the 2010 Nissan Rogue, a sporty SUV that gets 27 miles per gallon highway and over 400 miles on a tank of gas. The Rogue, a Consumer Digest Best Buy for 2009. Prices start at $21,000. You can take advantage of a $750 rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months. Over 30 2010 Nissans due in soon. And if they don't have what you want, they'll get it there within 48 hours. Our thanks very much. We love this car. It's the black interior, the silver outside, and we want to call it the company car. We do.
Yeah, this is an 09 demonstrator we're driving tonight, and it I really do. I like that black interior that it's got on this unit. We've had several different Rogues. I like this one. And
I do, too.
Again, they've got some new ones there. Probably will have some more. The Rogue, a very good selling for Nissan and for Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. So stop by and test drive one this weekend if you get a chance.
Just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Streaks with the ball. Minute 26 to go, first half, down 6-0. And they are at the Pekin 21. And Steck, we saw him in shotgun before. Four receivers set here. He's in shotgun again. He's back to pass. He's looking, puts it down. He's going to take off with the ball. Probably everybody gasping. He's going to run toward the sideline. First down, and he does take a pretty good hit as he got it down around the 11 or 12-yard line. And they will move the sticks as the Streaks appear to have a first down.
Well, the hit was high, which you don't care about because Deck is solid up top. It's just that ankle that you worry about. But he didn't show any signs of gimpiness on that.
No, not at all.
He ran the best we've seen since he got it hurt against Rock Island in that game on the fourth week of the season. And so the Streaks in business now.
Third and one, I guess, from the 12. He got it down to the 12, so about a 10-yard pickup. Yeah, I was glad to see him run that hard. I mean, he just put his head down and went. He knew he was going to take a pop. And you're right, it was a high hit. A minute 15, I don't think he got out of bounds, otherwise they would not be stopping right here. They're going to measure, that's why. I didn't think they took the timeout because he's on the opposite side. I thought maybe he got out. We'll see if maybe he did get enough for a first down. He may be short as we suspect.
Yeah, I think he's just
a little bit
short.
So it is literally about 4 or 5 inches they need to get for a first down. A minute 15 to go. In the first half, a 6-0 Pekin lead. Galesburg down in deep position before and fumbled the ball. They're trying to make good on it this time. Carl at quarterback when the fumble occurred. Steck's been in. He's thrown a 33-yard pass to Nate Olin, wrestled away from the defensive back of Pekin. And so far, he runs for 9 or 10. And two receivers to the right, one to the left. So three receivers set here and a single setback. Steck's going to run to his right. He's going to put it down. He has a hole to run through. 5, touchdown! Andrew Steck from 12 yards out. He saw the hole, and in he went from 12, and Galesburg ties it with 1:06 to go in the first half. Sarah Cree, a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo, and in the drawing at the end of the game for a party sub. Great job by Steck. Good recognition.
Well, the question is, will we see that again, though? Because he put a lot of weight on that ankle, and he was clearly hobbling coming off the field that time as he circled back through the end zone and came back to the sideline. We'll just see how much more that ankle can take, but it sure was nice to see it once there for a score.
Extra point attempt up, and it is not Lucas Miller kicking it, and it's no good. Wide to the right, so Galesburg cannot take the lead. They do tie the ball game. 12-yard touchdown by Andrew Steck, 1:06 to play first half. Timeout on the field. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming, so I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for your youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Andrew Steck, a 12-yard touchdown run, his sixth touchdown run of the season. And Galesburg ties the game at the 1:06 mark of the first half. With Pekin, it'll be Pekin football when Galesburg kicks it off. I'm not sure who kicked that extra point, but oh my, that was not close.
So who got the sandwich? Was that Sarah Cree?
It was Sarah Cree.
All right.
We'll have two more names, and we'll shuffle everything up from the whole season and pick a winner for the party sub from Hungry Hobo. Galesburg with 85 yards on the ground now. The kickoff taken from the 21-yard line, trying to find some running room as Henderson across the 30, 35, out of bounds, shy of the 40. A pretty good run back, about 17 yards. 16 yards as they put it at the 36, we'll say, to start Pekin's drive. They throw it around to 5 different guys. I mean, it drives an announcer absolutely nuts. It's like, put the ball down so I can tell the folks where it's at. 37-yard line to start the drive. My goodness.
Kevin Hurd had the kickoff for the Silver Streaks, and Yeah, it's kind of interesting as the guy that caught the ball approached a little more, the kicker kind of lays back. And, you know, normally if you're running, you figure, oh, I'll get by a kicker. Well, all of a sudden he'd run into Hurd.
Yeah.
If he got that far, 6'2", 240, that's not your average kicker.
37-yard line, Barnes, he's going to give it to Henderson. Tries the right side, he is in trouble.
Attaway.
And taken down at the 35. It's going to be a loss of two. So Galesburg not fooled that time. And they have some bounce in their step.
Olin with the tackle for the Silver Streaks. Unlikely they'll get the ball back before the half. That's the clock running at 43, and Pekin in no hurry to run any more plays here.
6-6 our score. Pekin a touchdown by Barnes, and Galesburg a touchdown by Steck, both the quarterbacks scoring on rushing attempts. Quick out and a pass way out of the reach of Henderson. Just a quick pass out in the flat. Fell incomplete. 17 passes by Barnes in the first half. So you're right, he may throw 35 passes tonight. Third down and 12 from the 35, and at that rate, Galesburg may get it back.
Yeah, because you said he only threw 18 last week.
Threw 18,
right?
Completed 12 of them. They've run, it's much more pass this time instead of throw. They have run 13 times on the ground, and they've thrown 18 passes because Henderson threw one. So 31 plays. Henderson in motion. Barnes, he is going to give it to their fullback, who's got a pretty good gain. Not enough for a first down, though. Does Galesburg have a timeout? He got it to the 45. He needed 12. He got 10. It's going to bring up a fourth and pretty short. And Trier, their fullback.
Galesburg will take the time. No, Pekin takes the timeout.
Interesting. They may go for it here then with 19 seconds. That could burn them. Galesburg with big playability if they can get the stop. Nose of the football across the 45, so it's a fourth down and two from the Pekin 45. Interesting. So they will take it. We will hang on to it right here. 6-6 our score. 19 seconds to play in the first half. Pekin, when they emerge from the timeout, ball on their own 45 and a fourth down and two. And with Galesburg, I believe, having a timeout, if Pekin, if this defense can get a quick stop and Pekin does not punt it away, this is certainly within striking distance of a big play, as flashbacks to the Moline game come to me right now.
Yeah, and I guess if I were Pekin in that situation, I might have just gone ahead and lined up with my punter and gone with the fake. It'd be a beautiful opportunity for a fake punt, maybe throw the ball and make a big play happen. But once you call a timeout,
yeah,
I think that really alerts the defense to that possibility of the fake. The coaches have a chance to remind the players of that possibility. Now Pekin lining up to kick it away, and we'll see if that's what happens.
I really think that is the right thing to do unless they're going to fake it. But, boy, that's what I would do. There's no doubt. You don't want to give up a score and lose all that momentum after a pretty solid first half. The punt in the air. It is up at the 20, make it the 33-yard line. Pekin's touched it. Galesburg doesn't really rush over there to grab it. So it's at the 29 with 9 seconds to play in the first half, and Galesburg will get one play. They do have some timeouts left, so maybe two plays.
Well, this Pekin team is a lot better than the one we saw last year.
You got it. No doubt.
They were pretty awful. Their defense just had holes all over it there last year, Van Dyke Field. But this is a much more solid Pekin club. So I think Doug Nutter got this program on the right track after a pretty disastrous year for the Dragons last year.
Galesburg defense back-to-back three and outs after giving up an 11-play 65-yard drive that resulted in Pekin's lone touchdown so far. So Galesburg at the 29, 9.3 seconds to go in the first half. See if they got a 71-yard play in them. It is out of the wishbone, I doubt it. I will be surprised. There is Carl giving it up to Robert Jackson, and I may be surprised he's got a first down. 4 seconds, timeout. Galesburg gets it to the 42-yard line, a 13-yard pickup, and they'll get another playoff here momentarily.
They called it changing the sticks, and now the Streaks never had called a timeout. Are they? Yeah,
oh, they
now they're going to take it.
Okay, so 4 seconds to go. 6-6 the score. Galesburg gets it actually out to the 43-yard line, so it's a 14-yard pickup. So Jackson now with 33 yards on 9 carries. Galesburg 99 yards on the ground in the first half and another 48 through the air. So certainly have played much better in their last few possessions. Just the fumble, the sticking point But they punted their first three offensive possessions, three and out, four and out, three and out. Then an eight-play drive that wound up in a fumble and a five-play drive that's turned into a touchdown. This is the second play of this drive when they come out of huddle, and they need 57 yards to put some more points on the board.
Signs of life for the Galesburg offense. That first three possessions, we were afraid this is going to end up being like the game where we just
worried.
Could do nothing all night. But they really hadn't done anything until Caleb Ullman's big run. And then got the pass play to Ullman. Got the nice run by Steck. We were in the end zone. It wasn't that particular order. We had a turnover in there as well.
Yeah, the fumble. That one, boy, you see that so much this year. That was turnover number 20 on the season. And 16 have come via the fumble. So let's see what they have as they come to the line. They'll use the slots. Carl is under center, and he's looking around, and now he gets back under Ryan Ricketts. He is going to run an end around. They're going to give it to Nate Olin, and it's a misdirection play. He's looking for a blocker out in front of him, across the 50, 45. He may have a breakout play, 30. He stumbles past another guy, down to the 20, 15. He is driven down inside the 10. What play? Unfortunately, no points come out of it. As he got it down, Olin, some nifty maneuvering all the way down to the 8-yard line. That is going to go. It's a 49-yard run and put some extra yardage on the board for Galesburg, but that is the end of the first half, and we are knotted at 6 apiece. I'm looking at it because Pekin's on the field. The official finally waves his hand. That's it. 6-6, our score at the half. Stay tuned for the halftime report brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnet, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back in the game. Again, our score is 6-6 at the half from Pekin. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography at 193 West Main Street in Galesburg. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
You know how great it is to have a really good friend? Someone who has stood by you during the good times as well as the bad? That's the kind of friend you will find with your local Pekin Insurance Agency. Craddy Insurance in Galesburg will help you with all your insurance needs. We are right here, close to home, and will settle claims as quickly and fairly as possible. When you buy that new car, build the home of your dreams, or have a new baby, call Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance Agency, a friend you can depend on.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by John Herman at Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together we will go far. Tonight, cloudy skies, chance of light rain and drizzle, then patchy drizzle after midnight, cold and low 38. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 50, low 38. Sunday, partly sunny, chance of rain, high 59, low 41. And Monday, partly sunny, high 59, low 40. Right now it is 44, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with a Galesburg Orthopedic Services halftime report brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks football. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At the half, it is a tie game, 6-6, Galesburg and Pekin. Pekin, a team coming in, surrendering 31 points per ball game, but coming off a 35-6 win over Canton, in which Canton scored in the first quarter and was shut out the rest of the way, a team that has not won a game. So you figure going into that game against Canton, they were giving up probably more like 35 a game. And so far, boy, they held Galesburg in check until the tail end of the first half. They have played much, much better than their record would indicate. And offensively, they've been able to do some things. They've thrown a lot of passes in the ball game, but it was really ironically, I guess, that it was a rushing touchdown to get them on the board, and neither team able to convert on extra points. It was not Lucas Miller kicking. I know Galesburg playing for the regional championship, and Peoria at Richwoods against Limestone did not see him out there kicking four of his streaks, and unfortunate with the wind at the back, he would have kicked it through, I'm sure, and hit the flag way out by their scoreboard with a big dragon on it. Nonetheless, the kick was no good, so we are tied at six apiece in the first half. Pekin got the football to start the game, and boy, they went on a nine-play drive that ultimately resulted in a punt, but accumulated a lot of yards. Their next two possessions were three and outs. And then on their fourth possession, they got the football at the 35-yard line, and that's when they really utilized Kyle Henderson, a very, very quick guy who runs the football and certainly can catch the football. He's been a busy guy with 82 all-purpose yards, six catches, and five rushing attempts. And he was really key on that drive that ended up down on the Galesburg 2-yard line, and their quarterback faking it to the fullback Barnes, faking to Trier, and went in from 2 yards out. They missed the extra point, and that was at the 6:56 mark of the second quarter and led 6-0. Galesburg's offensive series very slow to begin. A three and out as they got it on the 17-yard line, four and out on their second possession, so a first down, but four plays, had to punt it away. Third possession, a three and out, got it on the 32-yard line. And then the fourth possession, pretty promising, as they got it deep into Pekin territory, but fumbled it. Jared Carl coughing it up, and Pekin got it back, and they were on the 12-yard line that eventually they punted the football away. Galesburg then getting good field position on their own 47, five plays, 53 yards. And Andrew Steck, who had a previous first down run on the left side, took off on the right side and ran into the end zone, scored the touchdown at the 106 mark of the second quarter, again unable to convert on the extra point attempt, and that's where we're at, 6-6 in the ball game. We'll take a look at some of the numbers, doing all the tallying of things up, and offensive numbers after the first half, fairly even at this point. We'll go over those in just a moment on the halftime. We'll also try and get a word with offensive coordinator Jay Barshinger. Jim Lee, a very brave man, getting outside the box where I don't want to go. The wind is just blowing all over the place. It's cold. The band obviously here performing. He's all bundled up. Paper is flying everywhere. And we'll try and get a word or two with Jay Barshinger as the halftime continues. Again, our score is 6-6 at Pekin Memorial Stadium. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but eight convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Galesburg High School football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Red 22.
It's Patsy Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
Blue 45.
We're proud to support the Silver Streaks football team and cheer them on to another winning season.
What do you think of these drapes for my living room? Red for $22 or the blue for $45?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
I'm Will Stevenson. Need trick-or-treat hours for this coming Halloween across the area? It's easy. Just go to our homepage, WGIL.com.
Back at Pekin. A little entertainment from the band. As this game is tied at six apiece, Galesburg and Pekin. Pretty entertaining game so far in the first half. Andrew Steck, a touchdown for the Silver Streaks, and Bo Barnes, the quarterback for Pekin, running one in from 2 yards out. That accounts for all of the scoring. Other matchups tonight. Let's find out who's playing where. And they're brought to you by Craddy Insurance. It's Craddy Insurance Agency for all of your insurance needs. And ball game tonight also brought to you by Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agents for auto, life, and home. Also in the Big Six, Big Six teams have it. We're out of the Big Six now, but playing tonight, Rock Island at Rich Central. Rich Central 4-4, the Rocks 7-1, Moline at 2-6, tough matchup at a very good Kankakee team. The K's, they're 6-2, and the matchup probably a lot of us most interested in, Rock Island Alleman at 5-3, hosting Dunlap at 5-3. Gillsburg's obviously played both those teams, put up 32 points against Dunlap in the season opener, won it, and did not put up a point against Alleman during a difficult stretch of the season. Losing 7-0, Alleman coming off a loss to Quincy, in which, boy, they let it get away. They give up 19 points late, and the Blue Devils beat them and moved on to 7-1. And I don't have Quincy on the sheet. Quincy is playing at Chatham-Glenwood, I know that much, and that's a real good football team out of the Central State 8. Olympic Conference schools, Monmouth-Roseville at Forreston. Farmington looking to win number 5 at home against Peoria Emanuel. The Rams really have struggled in recent years. I think they've won one game in the last 4 years. Orient at 7-1, playing at 4-4. Princeton in the West Prairie Trail. Who's in the playoffs already? Well, Anawan Weathersfield is. Farmington are trying to get there. 5-3, trying to beat a 2-6 Cambridge team in Oneida to punch their ticket. Knoxville's in the postseason, hosting winless Rushville Industry. United certainly in. They won a first-round home game as they play 1-7 Elmwood Brimfield. Bushnell Prairie City Avon hosting 4-4 Havana, trying to keep the Ducks out of the playoffs. BPCA at 6-2. Lewistown 6-2, trying to get their seventh win tonight at Peoria Heights. The Patriots just 1-7. Winless West Central at 3-5 North Fulton at Spoon River Valley. Galville Williamsfield 1-7, hosting 7-1 Princeville. Princeville going for a first-round home playoff game. Stark County 6-2 at 7-1 Mercer County. The Golden Eagles wanting that number one seed, hopefully, for them in 2A and a first-round hosting playoff game. South Fulton red hot right now at 5-3, playing at 1-7 West Prairie. They are likely to be 6-3 when all is said and done. They dropped two of their first three games, but boy, they played some tough competition, and they are headed to the playoffs, no doubt about it. Tomorrow, 8-0 Sherrard goes to Melrose Park. Walter Lutheran, they're 3-5 for a 1 o'clock game. Also at 1 o'clock, Knox College homecoming. The Prairie Fire trying to get that first win of the season, hosting 2-5 Carroll. They'll dedicate the Amenity Center at 12:45 ahead of their kickoff there, 15 minutes ahead of time. Alumni in town, and hopefully they're bundled up tonight too, and see if they can get a win tomorrow against the Pioneers of Carroll College. Monmouth College traveling to Lake Forest College to play the Foresters. They're 2-5. Monmouth ranked in two polls in the top 10, 7-0, 6-0 in the Midwest Conference, and Illinois trying to get something going. They may not win a Big Ten game if they can't beat Purdue. Purdue did upset Ohio State, so I don't want to take too much away from them, but they also lost to Northern Illinois earlier this season. Illinois, 11 o'clock, we'll have that on the air here on WGIL tomorrow. We'll take a break on the halftime, run through the stats, get a word with assistant coach and offensive coordinator Jay Barshinger. 6-6, Pekin and Galesburg at the break. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
The average adult can hold their breath for just over a minute. Enter McDonald's new Angus Third Pounders with juicy 100% Angus beef and exquisitely prepared toppings like crispy bacon and sautéed mushrooms. Savoring one properly cannot be accomplished in less than 17 minutes. Make no mistake, at some point, you're going to have to breathe. Angus Axiom Number 8, awaited with bated breath. Savor one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Halftime, 6-6, Pekin and Galesburg. Here in Pekin Memorial Stadium, a big place, the band performing. Let's take a look at the stats in the first half. Brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham. at GalesburgLaw.com. Numbers for Pekin in the first half. They did most of their damage through the air. Bo Barnes, the quarterback, is 9 of 17 so far in the game for 81 yards. And Kyle Henderson in the Wildcat. One pass attempt, it was incomplete. On the ground, they have 14 rushing attempts for 50 yards, led by Henderson's 5 carries for 21 yards. Trier, their fullback, 4 carries for 15, and Bo Barnes, 5 carries for 14 yards, 5 first downs through the air. Kyle Henderson, 6 catches for 61 yards, a catch for Trier, 8 yards. Brady Kufaud, one of the ends, a reception for 5 yards, and Ben Mills at wideout, 1 catch for 7 yards. They've run 32 plays of offense, have 131 yards in the first half, 14 rushing attempts, and 18 passing attempts. They have not committed a turnover in the first half. Four of the Silver Streaks, much their damage on the ground. 22 carries for 148 yards, most of that in the second quarter. And Nate Olin on an end-around play, a 49-yard gain at the end of the first half. They eventually called holding on that, and Pekin said, yeah, you can have it. We declined the penalty. So he gets 49 yards on the carry, so 99 before that for the Streaks. So 22 carries, 148. Robert Jackson, 9 rushing attempts for 33 yards. Caleb Ullman, 6 for 31. Andrew Steck, 2 for 22 and a touchdown. And Jared Carl, 3 carries for 19 yards. 148 on the ground for the Streak. Steck, 1-1 through the air, 33 yards. That to Olin. So Olin already with 82 all-purpose yards, and he's touched the football twice. Jared Carl, 1 for 1 for 15 yards. So the Streak's 48 yards passing, 196 total when you throw in the 148 on the ground. 24 plays of offense, so Pekin's run 8 more plays in the first half. We'll take the timeout, come back, and get ready for the second half at chilly Pekin Memorial Stadium. The rain stopped. That's the good news. It's just windy and cold. 6-6 our score at the half. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's time to feel the only number in NASCAR that counts, that number one finger that you wave out the window afterwards. Feel what it's like to be the first man to finish and the last man to stand.
Great job, boys. You guys rock.
Feel what it's like to love your competitors but hate the thought of them winning. NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup continues at Martinsville, Sunday at 1 Eastern on ABC. Telecast presented by Goodyear.
At Vanguard, our investment philosophy is based on simple truths. For example, investment costs count, because while you can't control whether your investments will go up or down, you can control one thing, costs. It's your money. Hold on to it. To learn more about our low costs, visit Vanguard.com or call 1-800-VANGUARD. And remember, all investments involve some risk. Vanguard, the simple truth about investing.
Highlighting local sports every weekend. It's WGIL Sports Saturday. Hear from coaches, players, administrators, and others. Saturday morning at 8 on WGIL.
Back at Pekin, our score 6-6 at the half. Pekin scored first. Galesburg responded with a score. 106 to go in the second quarter on an Andrew Steck 12-yard touchdown. He's played about a quarter of the series, maybe a fifth. Boy, he's been effective when he's been in there. Completed a 33-yard pass out of the shotgun. He had a 10-yard run and a 12-yard run. That second carry for a touchdown. So 22 yards in the first half on the ground, 33 through the air. And the Streaks need to get it going. They did have a fumble in the first half, so that's the only turnover of the ball game. as Pekin really slowed down Galesburg's defense, clamped down quite a bit in the latter part of the second half, certainly in the second quarter. The last two possessions by Pekin, they started one drive on the 12. When Galesburg fumbled, it was a three and out with a punt. And their final possession on the 37-yard line, again, a three and out. So Galesburg's defense clamping down. Streaks coming back out. A lot of seniors being honored and are recognized here tonight as we sit on the home side of Pekin Memorial Stadium. And, boy, it's a big band, and it's a big school district. There's no doubt about it. When you look at their football enrollment a little less than last year at 2186. That puts them in Class 7A. And obviously trying to make things happen. You go back to 2001, wow, 2001 and 2002, this team was 10-1, 2002, 9-2, and they didn't win a game the next year, and they've not had a winning season since 2006 when they went 5-4 and then lost first round of the playoffs, wound up 5-5, not unlike Galesburg, as they went 5-4 under Zach Shea, got into the playoffs, lost, and then 5-4 last year and did not get in. And watching the field as Galesburg's out there, Jim Lee about midfield. He's kind of making his way, kind of a gallop through the mud. Not going too terribly far. Jay Barshinger, maybe I'll meet him halfway. I got to tell you, it is cold. It is very cold. So we'll see if we can get a word with Coach Barshinger, get it ready on this end. And get a word with him and see, hopefully, obviously, Andrew Steck okay after a couple of hard runs. His first run took a pretty substantial pop as he was running out of bounds. And then the second beeline into the end zone from left to right just shot out like a cannon on the right side. As Jay does make his way toward Jim, and they'll get a couple of words in before we kick off the second half. And we're ready to go. Jim Lee down on the field with Jay Barshinger.
All right, thanks, Mike. Down here on the field with Jay Barshinger at halftime. Jay, a 6-6 game, not as high scoring as we thought it might would be, but I guess the field conditions and the wind has to play a part in that.
Yeah, the field conditions aren't really great. You know, it's under the circumstances about as good as you can expect. We just haven't put our drives together and, you know, have held them from quick scores, so that's been good.
Size-wise, the team seemed to match up pretty well. Pekin's got some big boys. It was tough to run, especially early against them, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we really came out with the firepower we needed to early on. And kind of, you know, didn't really come out like we should have. And I think we got that turned around. I think the touchdown kind of woke us up. And we've been playing better offensively and defensively. You know, just we got off the line better.
Andrew Steck got a couple of series, got the touchdown run, but he looked a little gimpy coming back to the sideline. What's his status?
Yeah, I mean, about the same thing. I mean, Jerry will come back and start the second half here, and, you know, we kind of see how Andrew's doing and how the game's going. And, yeah, it was great that Andrew got a chance to come in and run some series and put the ball in the end zone.
Throwing the football, they've gone at it I think nearly 20 times already. Did you expect that?
Oh yeah, that's what they do. They're five wide, throw the ball around a lot, so we kind of expected that.
And finally, is 6-6 at halftime. What do we need to do to win this thing?
You know, just keep doing more of the things we did in the second quarter there. You know, we got to move the ball a little bit more, get off the ball on the offensive line, just keep, you know, moving the ball down the field. I think defensively we've kind of got them stopped a little bit, stopped the big play.
All right, thanks, Jay.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Jim Lee and Jay Barshinger down on the field, 6-6 our score. About 2 minutes before we get the second half underway, and he's right. The defense shows it does clamp down. The last two possessions by Pekin, three and outs by the Streaks defense, and offensively a much better second quarter. As Galesburg in the first quarter, I had him for, I think it was 32 yards, all of that coming on the ground. So they wind up with 116 yards of offense in the second quarter. Galesburg coming into the game offensively, averaging 271 yards a game, 227 on the ground, and obviously passing not as much. They've already surpassed season average with 48 yards through the air. So they're gaining 33.6 yards more than the opponent. The season opponent's 237 a game, and they're running the ball for about 177 yards per game and passing on average of 60.5. Pekin's certainly going to get past that, and they're very dangerous. See how the wind plays in the second half with them throwing 19 passes, 18 passes in the first half. That was with the wind at their back. It's kind of a cross breeze here, and we'll see if they continue to. None of them, a couple of them were longer, but most of the throws, 14, 15 of them, pretty much within 10 yards. And coming, a lot of it, Robert Henderson coming, Kyle Henderson, rather, out of the flats and out of the backfield from a running back position or a spread position. Just not a lot there trying to get a block. It's almost like a mini screen or a naked screen, sometimes without a block, as he'll take off. And he's a very, very fast guy, as Coach said in the pregame, that he was their speedster, and there's no doubt about it. He's a tough guy to catch up to, especially when the field conditions are the way they are. On the outside, not too bad. It's straight up the pipes. It's pretty muddy, but on the outside, certainly slick, but you don't see as much of the mud and corrosion of sorts in the field. So Pekin out on the field now, and Berg soon to join. They're in the huddle. This is it, the last two halves of the football season, and for your seniors in there, the last two quarters, I should say, of the football career at the high school level, and for some, maybe forever. So I'm sure there was a nice pep talk in the half reminding them that, hey, guys, this is it, and you really do want to go out on a high note. Pekin, a lot of underclassmen, or at least a lot of non-seniors on the team going through their defense on the line. They've got a sophomore. They've got a couple of juniors in the linebacker position and two juniors in their defensive back positions. Their quarterback's a junior. Kyle McKenna, one of their receivers, is a junior. Randy Kafad caught one ball. He's a sophomore. Cody Beal Morris, a receiver and punter, a junior. And offensive lineman, a junior, a sophomore, and another junior. And their kicker is a junior. So they have a lot of guys coming back. They should be a pretty good football team next year. And they've impressed so far in this first half. Played much better than their record would indicate. Galesburg kind of sloppy and sluggish to start the half. But they've come out a lot better in the second quarter, and we'll see how they do in the second half, as Pekin's going to kick it away, and Galesburg will have the football first. As soon as we get underway here, Pekin going to break huddle and kick it off here momentarily. Get the sheets all arranged here the way they should be, and be ready on this end, too. Six, the score is, like, we're finally about ready to go here in the second half. Here we go. It's a squib kick by Pekin, an onside kick. And let's see if they got the football back right off the bat. They say they have it on the field. Let's see what the determination is. It is Pekin football. Right off the bat, they onside kick, and they get it back. And that is not how you wanted to see things go. Yikes. So it works. And Pekin will have the football to start the half, as Galesburg not able to get the kickoff. And boy, a deja vu of Quincy. And I thought initially maybe the ball didn't go far enough, but it did. So Pekin gets it, and they're in real good field position as they'll start on the Galesburg 47, recovering the onside kick. So they're going to go with a run on the first play. Nothing much as they go up the middle for about a two-yard gain out of the fullback Trier.
Trier wrapped up there by Marcus Harris for the Silver Streaks, and just coming
back up these windy, holy cow,
tall thing of bleachers from the field, and it's, you know, I've seen worse, but it's pretty tough shape. There's a lot, you can tell there's a lot of clay mixed in with the dirt down there. I mean the mud now, not dirt,
sure.
But it's pretty tough to, it's not sloppy, but it's real muddy and tough to get your footing.
Four receivers set this time. Barnes gives it to the fullback. Here's a fumble on Pekin, and Galesburg has the football. They appear to have it. At least Dortch grabbed it initially. Did he lose it back, though?
He sure
give
did.
It back. Wow. You've got to grab that football.
Unbelievable.
So Dortch had it, and Pekin snatched it back. It looked like Joe Lee got it back for Pekin, so it's going to go as a loss of 5 and a 3rd and 13 coming up. Got to grab that ball.
What an opportunity.
No doubt about it.
And, I mean, the only Pekin player within 10 feet of the ball, there were 5 Silver Streaks around, and he comes away with the ball. That was
yikes.
Tough.
That's not good. That's just good. I know it's tough out there, but you got to fall on that football. This is it in some cases. I mentioned it earlier. This is the end of some careers.
Yeah,
50-yard line.
You could tell Jay Barshinger at halftime was pretty unhappy with,
I don't blame him,
the way the team came out, at least tonight. Hopefully they'll, like he said, pick up where they were in the second quarter.
Henderson got the snap, and he runs it across the 45-yard line down to about the 43, and it's going to be well short of a first down. It's going to bring up about a 3rd and 6 when they unpile. So it may not hurt Galesburg, but you still, you don't want to see that happen. The onside, and then they get it. I think they're going to go for it here. Let's see. Now they're going to send their punter back.
Now, if they're 10 yards deeper, they probably go for it. But at the 42, they're thinking they can maybe pin Galesburg back maybe inside the 25-yard line here with a decent kick.
Boy, I've just never seen a team have so much trouble on kicks. Let it fly from about midfield high in the air. It is taken right around the 22-yard line, and a fair catch is where Galesburg will have it. First and 10, their first possession of the third quarter. And we'll tell you that Wayne Madwig of Galesburg, I know I'm probably mispronouncing that, and I apologize, M-A-D-U-I-G of Galesburg. He is the third quarter Hungry Hobo touchdown participant, hoping a streaks touchdown will occur in this quarter and a $10 gift certificate, and it'll be in the final drawing. We'll draw on that tonight for a party sub.
Oh, we get to do that tonight, huh?
Yeah.
That's right. I see the registration box right behind us.
Brought the box on site. Maybe I can get a Pekin fan to draw it. I got to be quiet. There's a camera right in front of me. Here is Jared Carl with the football. He's to take off with it, run to his left, and he's not getting very far. Maybe a yard, and that's it. A second and nine coming up as he's on the far side of the field, and he goes down pretty quick.
Yeah, he got erased over there by Tyler Parksey, number 64, 6'2", 235 pounds. That's a sophomore.
Yeah, he's the big kid.
He's going to be a player. We've seen a few big sophomores this year, but none bigger than that kid Rock Island had.
Oh, man, that kid was huge. Absolutely monstrous
six,
huge.
6'5 and 350 or something
man,
like that.
Like a house over there. 9:19 to go third quarter. 6-6 the score. Slots left and right. Receiver to the right is Olin. Back to pass. Firing across the middle.
Oh,
overshooting.
Boy.
Two wide open receivers, and one of them coming out of the slot, Robert Jackson. And, boy, that one, you just can't get that one back.
That's
he
tough.
Was wide open.
Well, it was two of them. If he hits either one of those guys as a touchdown, that far behind everybody, but he just overthrew them.
That was Carl trying to get the pass off. Long has not been his specialty so far this year. Third and nine from the 23-yard line. 9:08 to go. Galesburg deep in their own territory. Well, not too deep, but need a play. Need a first down here. They just have five in the game.
Ron, if you're Galesburg, well, you look at that and say, wow, what an opportunity.
Yeah.
We got to go back to that well. Maybe not right here, but certainly before this second half's over.
Wishbone, Carl, he's going to look for a block in front of him. He's going to let the ball fly. Deep pass. He's got Olin, catches the football. First down across the 45-yard line, driven down all the way to the 40. That was quite a throw on the run by Jared Carl for 37 yards to Olin. Wow.
Yeah, we've seen him throw on the run a couple of times in this game. Seems to be a little more comfortable when he's moving to his right throwing.
Wow.
Just drop back and throw it.
Quite a throw.
And there are obviously some opportunities in that peak in secondary, and I think the Silver Streaks are going to have to look real hard at maybe going up top a little more often here in the second half.
They spotted at the 41. So it goes as a 36-yard pass play. On the run. Carl, very impressive there. Man in motion is Jackson. They're going to go straight up the gut to the fullback. Ullman, he's got a big gap. 20, there is a flag. He's going to run in for a touchdown. Let's see if it holds. If it is a touchdown, it goes as 41 yards with the flag thrown at the 33. He's burst right through the middle of that line, and I got a feeling it's a hold that may be coming back. One official waving everybody back. That's unfortunate.
Ullman with pretty good speed for a fullback.
Oh,
once he
sure
gets
does.
Out there, he can scamper past even some of the corners and did that time, but it's all coming back.
Yikes.
On a penalty on the Silver Streaks.
So they'll have to do it again, as that's their first penalty of the ball game. So it'll be first and real long now from close to midfield once they spot the football. And we'll see, unless they give him some of those yards, which they may. They are going to put the football at the 44-yard line. So he actually gets a gain of 4 out of it and then lose 6.
Well, this Pekin defense that looked so strong on the first 3 or 4 series showing some vulnerability now. Let's hope the Silver Streaks can keep it up. We've had some big plays from the second quarter into this early third.
I formation here. Going to pitch it left side. Robert Jackson has a little trouble hanging on to it, unless that was Meredith. It is Meredith. I'm having a heck of a time reading jerseys. He got it to the 45. He basically got back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing there. It's, again, he's just not getting much blocking help. So it's going to bring up a second down here from officially the 45. Of Pekin, 6-6 the score, 8-14 and counting in the third quarter. Second and 13, they say.
Well, it's interesting. I like some of the play calls, but otherwise we've got a play that hasn't worked all year, and we just continue to try and run that same play.
It just doesn't work. Slots here. Going to pitch it to the right side. It is a quarterback option. Jackson letting it fly. Pass way short. I think they picked it off. They did. Pass is intercepted at the 20-yard line. Jackson tried to let it fly, and that wasn't even close. Did not fool Pekin.
Yeah, that halfback option, as Olin had a step initially, but Jackson took a little bit too much time to unload it and put too much air underneath of it. And Olin at that point just became the defender trying to come back, but he couldn't against two players knock it away. And so the Streaks, with another turnover, give the ball back to the Dragons. And this game at 6-6 is sure anybody's right now.
I got to tell you, why? Why that play? Oh, brother. So Pekin with it on the pick on the 20-yard line, and they are going to get a big gain along the right side, out across the 35-yard line.
Chaz Benton with the tackle out there, but not until Pekin had picked up at least 15, I think.
Anderson, I think, was the guy. Put your head down, and that guy will make you pay in a heartbeat. 15-yard pickup as Pekin has the ball out on the 36-yard line, and a first down. It was their sixth first down of the ball game. It was Henderson. He's got 43 yards on the ground, Pekin at 69. And they're going to run it this time. Bo Barnes gets it deflected away. Is that a live ball? No.
Yeah, Drexler Blue got
Drexler
a hand
got
on
a
it.
Piece of it. Barnes rolling back, trying to get a guy out on the flat. He was looking the way of Ben Mills, and the ball was deflected. It goes as an incomplete pass.
That's the first we've called Drexler Blue tonight. He hasn't been on the field that much.
No.
In offense, he hasn't been there at all. And, you know, he, like Andrew Steck, had some ankle problems through the middle part of the season. But Drexler's really not been the factor that we thought. You know, he had the big touchdown run that gave us the win over Dunlap in the first week of the season. We thought he was going to have a huge year. But apparently it fell out of disfavor on the offensive side of the ball with the coaching staff because he hardly ever plays there. But defensively, he's an aggressive tackler, and we've liked some of what he's done. But tonight he hasn't been around much.
Here is Henderson getting the snap, and right up the middle he goes. He gets it to the 45-yard line. Gain of about 9 and a third and short coming up. He is tough. And he just kind of ran right through everyone. He's got 52 yards now on 8 carries. Fourth play of the drive now. Third and 1 from the Pekin 45 and 6:57 and counting in the third quarter. I do not like the direction of this game one bit.
Feel like we've missed some opportunities.
Boy,
don't you?
Boy. Terrible. Terrible feeling that I have in my stomach, in my gut. Just don't like it. Three receivers to the left. He can play with a lot of confidence. This time it is Henderson, who got it. He took a big hit,
by Meredith,
who flattened him, but he got a first down. He got it to the 47-yard line, it appears, and they do say first down. That is number 7 for Pekin. He paid dearly for those 2 yards. First and 10 coming up.
He barely got to the sticks, and Meredith almost went missile that time. He was was pretty well airborne as he got a line on him and really let him have it.
Fifth play of the drive. It started at the 20. They're now 1st and 7 from officially their own 49-yard line. No, it's not. It's 48. It's a bad snap to Barnes. He's picked it up off the ground, fires to the right, has a man wide open. And it is Kyle McKenna making the catch out to the Galesburg 45, a gain of 7.
Good tackle by D. Dorch for the Silver Streaks in a one-on-one situation out there. If he allows McKenna to turn the corner, that could have been a bigger gain. But Dorch there with some sure hands to bring him down after a short gain.
Need 3 for a first down. They're moving the ball well again. They're in shotgun 3 to the left, 1 to the right. Ball on the Galesburg 44-yard line. It is Barnes. This time he's going to keep it himself. Tries to spin. He's in big trouble, and he's wrapped up. He is wrapped up for a loss right around the 45-yard line. D. Dortch there to help make the stop. 3rd and 4 coming up on a 1-yard loss. I don't know if they had a blitz on or not, but Dortch made a nice play.
He tried that wildcat that time, and Henderson.
It was Henderson.
Couldn't find
I said Barnes.
Room.
You're exactly right.
Had Barnes out here to the near side. Try and slip that in every so often. It worked for them well down near the goal line on their touchdown drive.
And now it's one of those stretches where the whole team's still looking over the sideline, taking a lot of time to get this play call on third and three.
5:07 to go third quarter, third and four from the Galesburg 45. Here's a ball that goes to Henderson. It's called an incomplete pass. Just a quick little flip out on the left side. And the drive stalls. 20th pass of the game for Barnes. And they're going to punt it away after a seven-play drive that stalls. Galesburg, first two possessions. Well, they lost an onside kick and an interception. And they are still more than in this game. But, boy, just not playing well tonight.
Well, Henderson's had some yardage tonight, but a couple of drops. That was a big one. If he catches that, he's going to get that first down easily. But the thing was coming a little harder than maybe he anticipated and went right through him. And so the Streaks catch a break, and we'll field the punt back around their own 20.
See if they can get it out. It's taken by Beal Morris. Galesburg takes a bounce. They're getting the heck away from the thing. It's going to stop at the 26-yard line, and that's where Galesburg's going to get it. Nose of the football across the 25 to the 26. First and 10 coming up.
Pekin did senior night a little bit different here.
Yeah.
They did the football team between games, and then at halftime the band performed, and then they had their band and I can't think who else senior night. And then they brought out every JFL kid in town, and man, it took a while. I think three quarters of the people that are at the stadium tonight were introduced at some point in the evening.
So Galesburg using the slots here, and it is a give to Ullman up the gut for a very short gain, as he's going to get it from the 26 to about the 28-yard line, a gain of two. So good D there by Pekin on the 2-yard pickup by Ullman. He has 37 yards on 8 carries. Second play coming up. Galesburg 4:28 and counting in the quarter. And again, Wayne Madwig of Galesburg hoping for a streaks touchdown. Just looking for that big play. It's the one thing about this team, they have the big play, big strike capability. Slots again here, left and right. Going to send Meredith in motion. This time they're going to give Ullman the football. He appears to have a first down as he skids across the 35 to the 36. Needs eight, and he's got about eight. Let's see if they move the sticks here. It'll be their seventh first down. 45 on the ground for Ullman as he's, I think they're trying to wear him down a little bit with him. They do move the sticks, and a new set of downs for the Streaks. First and 10 from the 36. All the way out to the 37, in fact.
Clock winding down on this under 4 minutes on the third quarter, and feeling one team makes a big mistake or one big play will change this game in a 6-6
no doubt
defensive struggle for the most part.
Slots again. Man in motion is Meredith. End around. Robert Jackson carries it through traffic out to the 41-yard line. A gain of four. And a second and six coming up as he tested the right side of the line, moving from the left. A little mini counter play. And get it out to the 41 with 3:29 and counting, a 6-6 game.
Jackson trying to wedge in between blocks there from Austin Finley and Shane Clark. Robert always keeps his head up. He's always looking for that opportunity to break one long. But so far
he
tonight, Pekin has collapsed on him pretty well.
Yeah, 10 carries for 37 yards. Meredith the slot in motion. They're going to go up the gut to Ullman, and he bursts his way out near midfield for a first down. So they found something up the gut, and he picks up nine, and they move the sticks. First and 10, Streaks on the move.
You got to think we're going to give Pekin,
I think they're wearing him out,
a good dose of Caleb Ullman
as
we go down the stretch in the half, because he seems to be chewing up some yardage. If not for that penalty, we'd be leading in this ball game. That touchdown back, Ullman had a nice run.
176 on the ground for Galesburg. Ullman has 54 on 10 carries, so that's about his season average, about 5.5 a carry. Same situation here. They're going to go Ullman. They read it perfect that time. No gain, and I'm not sure that was a clean handoff either. Ullman, let's see if they give him any yardage. Actually gets a pretty good spot. They stick it up just ahead of between the 48 and 49, so a yard. Second and nine as they are in Pekin territory at the 49-yard line. So the drive at six play that started on the 26, 2:19 and counting in the third quarter. And we're tied at six, both scores coming in the second quarter. Pekin and Galesburg both by the quarterbacks. Slots again. And Meredith's the guy in motion. This time it's going to be a keeper by Carl. He's got a first down and then some across the 35-yard line, driven out of bounds, shy of the 30. Another big gain and eighth first down of the game. And Carl, this time the guy who provides it.
Good job by Carl to keep his legs moving. Peeking, some sloppy tackling that time. A couple of Dragons fell off of Carl as he worked his way over toward the Galesburg sideline. And Streaks, as you mentioned, Mike, able to move the sticks here again. And impressive drive here to wind down the third quarter. They're working towards the clock with 1:59 left. The scoreboard here is pretty traditional, except it's got a big dragon.
Big dragon with its, in neon.
Yeah, it's a little animated dragon there. It's kind of cool.
14-yard pickup by Carl. He has trouble with the snap. He is left to basically plunge ahead, and it appears he's actually going to get a yard on that as something happened with the snap. He plunged his way ahead for 1 yard, second and nine from the 34, so a broken play, and it doesn't end up in a disaster.
I was going to say, I'll take the yard to save the turnover there.
192 and counting on the ground for the Streaks. Do not want to see a fumble at this point. You're wearing peeking down, you presume. Got it on the 34-yard line, a second and nine coming up in a minute, 28 to go in the third quarter, 6-6 game. All the possessions very meaningful at this point. Going to pitch it out on the right side. Robert Jackson looking for some running room across the 30, and a flag comes flying. He fumbles the football. Boy, let's hope in this case if Pekin gets it, it's on Gainswell, then they can decline it. Let's see what happens here.
Streaks come away with the ball.
That's the good news. Tyler Bond in there, and Meredith.
One of those guys had it.
On there, it is a hold on the Streaks. So that's going to take the football from the 33 back. So with 1:17 on the clock, 6-6 the game, and Gales, we're going to have more field to work with, to say the least. They're going to get tagged for 10 yards, second penalty of the game on the Streaks.
Well, and I think it's going to be pretty unlikely we see Andrew Steck again unless we get into a
makes me wonder
late part of the game where you're just going to have him out there to throw a bomb like we did a couple of times. I don't know whether he's ready to, after that touchdown run as Gimpy, as he came up, be able to really be effective in running the ball again. But we sure got something good out of him in the time he was in there tonight.
So back to the 43-yard line. He gets credit for a 2-yard run and then gets tagged for the 10 yards. So a second down and 18 from the Beacon 43. Carl to Ullman straight ahead. Not much there. A yard at best. Third and 17 coming up. And boy, this drive could very well bog down without a big play coming up here on a long third down situation.
So Pekin with five men up front, and they have done a pretty good job of fighting off Ryan Ricketts. You know, we talked about Ricketts coming off the ball, but they've had some pretty big kids in there, not Ricketts' size, but throwing 220, 230 against him and able to clog up the middle. Most of the Streaks' yardage has come, you know, a little more off tackle or around the end.
Third and 16 from the Pekin 41, faking and passing and throwing into traffic. Carl's pass picked off at the 35-yard line. Play action that backfired, double coverage, and he threw the interception.
Bo Merritt was the intended target there.
And oh, man.
At double coverage, and the guy right in front of Merritt was taller anyway. That was a very ill-advised pass.
Wow. Three turnovers and a loss on the onside kick. Back-to-back onside lost, interception. And this second half has been a nightmare in terms of offense.
Shotgun formation now for the Dragons as they try and come back on the attack and reestablish the lead.
35-yard line, Bo Barnes back to pass. Fires, has a man open at midfield,
nice throw.
It is completed. It was a beautiful throw. Drexler blew there to make the stop as the pass was complete to you-know-who, Kyle Henderson. So a gain of 15 yards. And again, you get that sick feeling in your stomach. You just can't give teams that much opportunity. And when they feel like they can play with you and beat you, well, that becomes scary. And Pekin feels that way right now.
And it's their chance in their senior night here. They want to get this win. And maybe they just want it a little bit more. I don't know.
Sure seems that way. Just execution has been an issue all year. And boy, it's a real big problem tonight. That is the end of the third quarter, a dismal one for Galesburg. Fortunately, the score remains 6-6. Fourth quarter coming up in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go, and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
A long drive results in an interception for the Silver Streaks. Pekin gets the football back. They complete a 15-yard pass from Bo Barnes to Kyle Henderson, who has 76 yards receiving on seven catches and another 53 on the ground. He is quite a player. And Pekin at midfield, a brand new 12 minutes on the board when Galesburg gets the ball back. Amy Forrett of Galesburg. We know Amy, former basketball broadcaster here at WGIL. She's hoping for a Streaks touchdown just like we are in the fourth quarter.
Because that could be a game winner.
That could be a game winner. And the defense is going to be called upon to continue to stiffen up. And they have one, two, three, four straight stops. In terms of Pekin having to punt the ball away. They go with a tight formation with two receivers, one in the slot. It's a four-receiver set. Two of them are in the slot. Barnes looks over at the sideline, and he gets back under center. 6-6 the score. Nobody scored in the third quarter. He's going to give it to Henderson. Caught quickly. Nice play by Dortch as he tags Henderson for a loss. Tried to run a counter, and he was back there. It's a three-yard loss.
I think Dortch was back there just about the time they
handed
the ball.
He was blitzing all over that one.
Yep. Nobody caught him, and he's.
They haven't done much on the ground at all. 76 yards on 22 carries. Their damage has been through the air, but they have bogged down quite a bit.
No, when they hit the field, that big 220-pound fullback, I thought, hey,
I did too.
That could do some damage, but they tried
him
a few
times,
and he got stuck by Spinks, and that's been about it.
Here is a pass out in the flat. It is caught out there by Brady Kufod, and it is across the 50 into Galesburg territory. In fact, I don't think he's got a first down. No, it is at the 46-yard line. 4 plus 3 is a 7-yard gain. 110 passing on 22 attempts. Third down and 6 from the Galesburg 46-yard line. Pekin football. Galesburg needs a stop here. 10:53 to go in the ball game. Back to pass. Barnes in trouble. Fires. Pass is low. Did he make the catch? No. It was like a 10-step drop with a man in his face, Drexler Blue. Pass falls incomplete, and Pekin in a situation now where it's 4th and 6 from the Galesburg 46. They'd be wise to let it go.
Good job by Barnes to not only get that off, but now we got a penalty on the Silver Streaks.
Oh, great. Well,
Barnes got that off and nearly completed it with Drexler Blue really bearing down on him. I thought Blue was going to get the sack, and Barnes got it off, and penalty illegal. Illegal contact by the defense.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Is it 5 or 10? It's 10, and that's a first down. That really hurts, and that's a 15-yarder.
It's like you said, Mike, we haven't had a lot of penalties tonight, but the couple that we've had have been big.
So a brand-new set of downs for Pekin, who was all but stopped there, and first and 10 from the 31-yard line of Galesburg. They can really make this tough now. Galesburg just not playing well.
Oh, yeah, next team to score is
maybe
really
the
driver's seat on this cold, muddy night.
And shotgun, three receivers to the left, one to the right. It is Henderson getting the snap. He's going to take off running, tries the left side, bounces back, tries to go even further outside. He's got a big run across the 20-yard line for another Pekin first down, and they're moving the ball. 10 first downs, and Henderson, whoa, is he fast. He's like a water bug, and he just takes off.
He is, and he had a great juke move that time. It looked like the Streaks had him contained. Faked inside, went outside. In fact, he blew around Justin Davidson, who's fast for the Silver Streaks, but he got him leaning in a little bit, and Henderson goes outside and gets a big game.
14-yard pickup, and now it is Pekin down on the Galesburg 17-yard line, first and 10, and they are threatening, obviously. Barnes rolling, fires right side, pass is caught, I think Henderson again, but a short gain, and they're going to try and hurry it up. Well, pretty good spot on that. A little better than I thought. Going to get it to the 11-yard line, a gain of 6 on the pass play. So a second and four from the Galesburg 11. And they look to the sideline. 10-10 to play in the ballgame. 6-6 the score. Four receivers set. And a running back behind the quarterback. It is going to be a fake, and Barnes keeps it straight ahead. He goes across the five-yard line before he's brought down. Looks like he got to the four and a gain of, about seven.
Was that
really?
It started to remind me when the thing set up of the one that they had the three guys collide in the first half in the backfield. Well, he got the ball a little bit before the guy in motion got there. And then it looked like he went to hand off to somebody who wasn't there and then just took off and made a play out of it.
On the Galesburg 5-yard line. And they are really spreading it out here. Three way out to the left. Barnes under center. A little jump ball play in the end zone for a touchdown. Olin beat on the play. Henderson makes the catch. And Pekin has the lead at the 534 mark of the game. 12-6, Dragons.
Quite a drive by Pekin. They mixed the run and the pass very well. Again, the running, they didn't use their backs at all. Use your wide receivers, especially Henderson. But able to get him around the end once, and then some short passes. Mixed up their targets, used three different receivers, and found themselves in the end zone.
And they're going to go for the extra point. Fourth quarter here. Pekin now on top, 12-6, 5:34 to go. Henderson, the 5-yard touchdown reception. Snap is low. The kick is on the way. It's got enough, and it's good. Galesburg, a bit of trouble right now. 13-6 Pekin, 5:34 to go. 9:34 to go in the football game. Bowled out, I can't see very well. All right, that's a little better. 9:34 to go. 13-6 Dragons. We're back in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I'm Will Stevenson. Need trick-or-treat hours for this coming Halloween across the area? It's easy. Just go to our homepage, WGIL.com.
Pekin scores on a lengthy drive. 9 plays, 65 yards off a Galesburg interception. They lead it 13-6, 9:34 to go in the ballgame. Not 5, 9. To say 4 minutes got away from me in a hurry. And the wind blows the football down as they get ready to kick it from the 40. May have to hold it instead of using the tee. We'll see what they plan on doing. Galesburg, an onside kick lost, and two interceptions, the three possessions in the second half. So Jay Marshinger talking about having to do various things. It's not working. Here is a squib kick taken at the 30-yard line and wrapped up about the 35, and that's where Galesburg's going to start this drive, and they need some points, plain and simple.
Well, our kicker, Lucas Miller, is on the sidelines but not in uniform. He's got his jersey on but not the pads. And our first extra point kick was really bad. And I'm sure Pekin thinking, go ahead and make the kick there. They've seen our extra point attempt last time. They might feel pretty good, even if Galesburg gets a touchdown, about winning this game. So first things first, we got to get this thing in the end zone.
No doubt about it.
Got a ways to go.
Officially put on the 36-yard line. And I believe it's Carl back out under center. Slots here. And Carl's going to give it to Ullman, who off the right side gets it to the 40-yard line. So a 4-yard pickup and a 2nd and 6 coming up. Just a matter of keeping your hands on the ball and executing, and Galesburg's got to do that. 199 yards on the ground. Ullman with 61.
And if not for a penalty flag, would have had a lot more and a touchdown.
No doubt about it. 2nd and 6 coming up. From the 40 of Galesburg, 6, make it 8:57. There's a bulb out on the board. It's driving me crazy. It is a play action. Rolling to his right is Carl. He still has the football. He puts his head down and runs. And he's got a fairly decent game.
Stick.
Yeah, he ran toward the stick and really turned on the gas. Got it out to the 45-yard line. Looks like maybe a third and real short. As one official stands at the 45, it'd be a third and one coming up.
Yeah, good run by Carl. That was over toward the Galesburg sideline. And if that would have happened over here on the Pekin sideline, I think Coach Doug Nutter would have been pretty upset with his defense. They didn't close on that well at all. They allowed Carl to skirt along that sideline and pick up three or four more yards than it looked like he was going to. So good effort by Jared. And it's just a little shy of the first down.
Should be able to get this. They have eight in the game. Again, this is a defense that gives up 31 points a game. And I'm not talking about a crazy schedule. Of course, you do throw in a couple of those good ball clubs, Tamora and Washington.
Yeah,
they're going to beat anybody.
Yeah, those two teams are
but everybody else
the cream
is,
of the crop.
You know, Canton, Limestone, things like that. I mean, this is not a team that's played a brutal schedule other than the two, obviously. It is short of a first down, but not by a whole lot, about a half a yard.
Well, they'd have probably had more wins if they'd have stayed in the mid-state because they couldn't have helped but beat Central Emmanuel.
Morton beat them by 17. Metamora blew them out 42-14. Washington 57-13. East Peoria at 5-3 beat them 21-12. And East Peoria, the talk is, will replace Dunlap on the schedule for Galesburg. See what happens with that. Wishbone formation here, straight ahead Carl, and not a whole lot there.
Enough for the first down, but yeah, you're right, Mike.
I thought he'd get more out of that. Yikes. Yeah. Out to the 46-yard line, so he does get the first, and that's the important thing. 2:05 on the ground for the streaks in the ballgame.
It wasn't a real generous spot.
No, it was not at all. In fact, they may have to measure this. I thought he got a little more than that.
It's one of those, if he didn't get it, we'll probably go for it again on fourth down.
You'd absolutely have to. 8:37, they stopped the clock, and they are going to measure.
Yeah, I thought he at least got that short amount that you needed for
a
first down.
In fact, I'm stunned at where they put it. That should still be enough. It is. He got it by a nose. So, again, Amy Ford, our Hungry Hobo Touchdown Contest participant, hoping for a streaks touchdown as we are down 13-6 at Pekin, 8:37 to go. That wind whipping around. It is cold. The rain went away, thank goodness. It was kind of cross-raining here earlier as we got here.
And I would guess it's a good 10 to 12 degrees colder than we got here, maybe more than that.
Trips to the right and one back. We're going to give it to nobody. It's Carl keeping it himself. Puts his head down. He gets a nice big gain out to the 46-yard line of Pekin. And an 8-yard pickup.
Sandwiched there by Kyle McKenna and Chris Trier for the Dragons. Silver Streaks obviously need to go the distance with this. And we got plenty of time still at
absolutely
8 minutes, but we've got to hang on to the ball. It always makes me a little bit nervous.
That's the thing. Second and two coming up from the 46-yard line of Pekin. Carl with 49 yards on the ground, 8 carries. Coming up on 9:30 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. 13-6, the Dragons lead it. Fourth quarter of play, 7:39 to go. Man in motion is Robert Jackson, going to give to the fullback, and he is absolutely covered up by eight Pekin Dragons who all unpile. And there are a whole lot of guys down there.
Yeah, we sent Jackson in motion. I got kind of excited. I thought
I did too. I thought he'd
get
it
into Robert's hands. But, you know, again, this is one of those nights that we've talked about it all year where
third and one coming up.
See Robert touch the ball a little more often.
Call it 1 3/4. Yeah, I would too. He's got 11 carries for 38 yards, but oh so capable of a big play, as we've seen that many times. Need a yard here, and then some. Slots. Man in motion is Jackson. Going to give it to Ullman, the fullback. He appears to have enough for a first down. In fact, he does. He gets it across the 45, down closer to the 43. So it's going to bring up a first down, and the clock rolls, 6:45 and counting.
Ullman got planted there by a couple of people. Here's Chad Surratt, 6'2", 240. Zach Riggs, 5'8", 220. Collapsed on Ullman, but not before Kayla was able to get that first down. As we said, Ullman is undersized for a fullback, but he's done a great job this year. He really has.
While on the Pekin, 43, a first down and 10, 6.5 minutes to play, 13-6 Pekin. Carl fakes the give. He's going to keep it himself. He's wrapped up rather quickly. Gets it to the 42, just a one-yard gain, as that was well read by Pekin.
Carl did a good job that time of tucking that ball in.
Yes, hold on. So second and nine coming up from the Pekin 42. And the clock just continues to whittle away. 6:09 and counting in what is the season finale for Galesburg, trailing 13-6 at Pekin.
If we don't score here, I'm not convinced that it would be our final possession, because Pekin
throwing it,
inability to
and
run.
And cannot run it.
If they
You're
throw
right.
some incompletions, you could get it back fairly quickly. But just to be on the safe side, you'd rather get the tying score on this drive.
Here is Carl giving it to Ullman. He finds a hole and drags a guy with him literally across the 35-yard line. And gets a nice gain there, down to the 34. Gain of 8. It's going to bring up a third and short. Good situation to be in right here.
Kyle McKenna from Pekin had a hold of Ullman's leg. And McKenna gets up picking mud out of his face mask because, as you said, Mike, Ullman was dragging him. McKenna had his face mask down in the mud. And to his credit, he didn't let go. But good effort by Ullman to drag the guy with him.
10th play of the drive that began on the 36. Third down and one from the Pekin 34. Obviously need a first down here. Carl's going to give it to Ullman. He is wrapped up quickly in a huge pile. And they're going to have to go for it on fourth down. He did not get the first down.
And that was a collision. Something wasn't right there.
No space at all.
Yeah.
This may be the ball game.
Yeah, he actually lost a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah. Not quite a yard, but about a half a yard, because they stick it back. The nose of the football across the 35. So it's between the 35 and 34. He needs about a yard and three quarters. We'll call it two, and Wes Olson says, hang on, let's call a timeout. We'll take the break as well. Big situation coming back. Could be the ball game. 4:55 to play. Pekin 13, Galesburg 6. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography at 193 West Main Street in Galesburg. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Ooh. Huge play coming up. Galesburg in a fourth down and about two situation from the 35-yard line. 4:55 to go, and they need this, or this game may be over. Pekin fans get on their feet, and Galesburg goes with the wishbone, hoping to use some of that size up front. That offensive line that averages about 228, and this may be it. Carl under center. He is going to give to the deep back, and I don't know. He may have it.
I think second effort he might have got it. When he first got hit, he was a yard shy.
I think it was Meredith who
I
got
the
carry.
I think it was, and I think Aaron was able to push forward enough to get that thing.
Gave it to the senior where the one official on the far side standing. It appears
close.
He's got it.
This is really
is
close.
Really big with 4:48 to go.
This is going to really
Football
be
is on the 34-yard line. The line of scrimmage, the 35, and I don't know.
And again, credit Meredith, because when he got hit, he was hit right at about the 35, and he was able to push forward that little extra that might have got him the first down, but this is going to be very, very close.
It's the kind that makes you bite your nails off. I don't know. It is not looking good. Nope, he did not get it. Pekin takes over the football on the 34-yard line as Galesburg turns it over on downs. And Pekin in real good shape here with 4:48 to go and a 13-6 lead.
Now, again, if you're Pekin now, it's interesting because their success has come through the air, but I'm not sure protecting a lead and wanting to work some clock, I got to think they keep this thing on the ground. And if they have to punt it away, at least they force the Silver Streaks to gain back some of the yardage that they've already earned. So we'll see. I would, if I'm Coach Nutter, I keep this thing on the ground. But
they're in shotgun, three receivers to the left. Let's see if this plays a factor in the game. 4:48 to go, still time. And if they're throwing, there's a lot of time. They are going to run a delay, and it's not going to go much.
Henderson.
It's Henderson who has the football. He got it back to the line of scrimmage. That's it, second and 10 coming up from the 34.
Well, and not only take the clock, but also force Galesburg possibly to use their timeouts here.
4:30 and counting. And they are at the 35, so no gain on the give to Henderson. Just really didn't develop. There wasn't much block there, and Galesburg played it well.
Peeking in their no-huddle offense, they're all up to the line, but they're not going to snap that thing until they have to.
I don't think so. Three receivers left, one to the right. Four receivers, and a single setback is Trier, the fullback. Galesburg linebackers creeping in, especially on the right side. Barnes backs off. He looks to the sideline again. 4:02 and counting. They snap it. They Trier on the ground. He is undercut, snowed under very quickly by Dorich. And he gets one. Make it two out to the 36 coming up. So one more stop, and Galesburg will have the ball back.
You know, the Trier kid at fullback is big, and I don't doubt that he's strong, but his feet are not quick at all. And I
had 92 yards last game.
Really?
But, yeah.
I just
not shown it tonight.
I haven't seen it tonight. He's slow off the blocks and doesn't accelerate much at the line of scrimmage, and like Dorch did right there.
He just exploded.
Take those legs out.
He did. He snowed him under. 3:21 and counting. They get the playoff. It is Henderson going to try the left side. He is trying to get out there. Galesburg's going to wrap him up at the 35 for a loss of one, and they will get the ball back, and they'll have a 2.5, 2:45 to work with. So the defense does its job.
Streaks were wise to that play. Galesburg takes a timeout at the 3:09 mark. Second timeout by the Silver Streaks in the second half.
You're right. Pekin not able to accomplish what I'm sure they wanted to, and that was run some clock with the lead, a 7-point lead, and Galesburg's going to get another opportunity. And they're going to get, it's 3:09 on the clock now. They'll punt it away, and by the time they run their play, it should be 3 minutes or 2:55, somewhere in that area. The key is getting it, and do not turn it over.
Well, that third down play taking Henderson wide was probably the least surprising call.
Absolutely.
you knew that was coming, and, of course, the whole Silver Streaks team did too. He'd been able to turn the corner out there earlier in the game, but they were wise to that and weren't going to let it happen there. So Coach Olson and actually Coach Hickey out there talking with the Streaks right now.
8 punts after this one goes off by Pekin in this game. Cody Beal Morris, who's been a busy, busy guy. Galesburg has punted 3 times.
As he's done all year, goes with 3 layers under the sweater vest and long sleeves, but no coat. But he does have a stocking cap, so if his mom's listening,
he's semi-covered up.
He should be able to get out of it without a cold. And he's got gloves on.
Oh, for a big play here. We need some field position and need it bad. Do not want to drop this game. Here is a snap on the way. It is let go from the 26-yard line. It is taken. Galesburg will have good field position if he hangs on. Dorch or someone, I'm not quite sure who it was for Galesburg. They're going to have the football at the 48 or 49 to start the drive. 49-yard line, real good field position.
Robert Jackson got
it
up the
Jackson.
Ball there.
It was Jackson, okay. So they will need to go 51 yards and get a kick and tie this thing up, and they've got 2:58 to do it. So again, Amy Fort, the Hungry Hobo touchdown contest participant. And
well,
this is the season, literally.
Jared Carl back out at QB. Again, we got some work from Andrew Steck in the first half. In fact, the touchdown run, but he hurt his ankle again. And I thought we might see the Kirk Gibson type appearance
late
in this one to try and throw a season-saving touchdown pass.
Carl this time is going to try and run with it. He goes nowhere. Nowhere at all. No gain, 2nd and 10. It just didn't develop.
Did not develop. Trying to get a block from Ryan Ricketts. Ryan was in front of him, but Ricketts couldn't block 3 guys. That's what he was up against, as the Pekin Dragons were ready to jam that play from the get-go.
No gain. 2:34 and counting, 2nd down and 10 from the Galesburg 49.
Boy, we've got to take a shot down the field. Remember the third quarter?
Yeah.
I mean, we had guys wide open,
two of
them down there just waving for the ball. We missed them. We've got to try that again.
Carl with it this time. He trips and falls. Loses a yard. He faked the handoff and fell with the football. He's going to lose one. 3rd and 11 now from the 48. Things just coming apart. I think they're shy on throwing with the 2 picks. Jackson on a halfback option, and then Carl. And, boy, they're in trouble. 2:58 as the clock keeps ticking. 13-6 Pekin. Galesburg, not a very inspired effort tonight. But There's still time. Third and 11. They need it here. It's four down territory. Man in motion is Jackson. Back to pass, Carl. He's going to let it fly. High looping pass, out of bounds. Out of bounds. Fourth down and 11 coming up, and this is your ball game.
Boy, and, you know, this is where it's tough, too. I realize you don't want to exhaust the clock, but with a minute and a half left, this is what we did against Solomon. We got into third and fourth down. We were desperate and then tried to throw real tough sideline patterns down the field.
Tough play.
I mean, everything's got to work out perfectly. Where we had guys wide open was running some posts right up the middle of the field in that third quarter, and we have not gone back to that. So, yeah, now Steck on fourth down and 11. Here's the season right here. If you're going to win your third game or your fourth game, it's got to happen on this play.
Davidson out to the left. Keep an eye on him. He's been a favorite target. One man to block for Steck. He's got the ball. Back to pass. He fires over the middle. It's a bullet caught by Davidson at the 30-yard line, even across the 30 to the 29.
Great throw.
Steck saves him again. He throws a bullet, and it goes for 23 yards to Justin Davidson.
And a clutch catch by Davidson. It hit him right in the breadbasket, so he should catch it, but it's not always easy in a play like that, and he did it. Got us down inside the 30, and I've got to think you'll see Steck stay out or
he's
no?
He's going to have to at least throw in the ball. You got to throw it a minute. 29, 28, 13, 6, Pekin.
Yep.
He will stay out. And at this point, you know, Davidson, he is working one-on-one with the corner, Kyle McKenna, on the left side. Steck in shotgun. Gets the ball. Looking. Kind of rolling off to his right. Still has the football. Going to have to get rid of it. He fires off to the right out of bounds. Smart play, Andrew Steck. Second and 10 coming up. 1:08 to go. Ball on the Pekin, 29.
Yeah, good choice that time. Justin Davidson, I would have liked to have seen him go ahead and angle across the middle. He was just standing over here on the left side. Well, he's not of any use to us there, but as the quarterback's trying to buy time and roll right, you want to roll with him, and we didn't get that on that particular play. So good move by Steck to just throw that out of bounds and try again because there was good coverage by the Dragons defense.
Boy, Steck limping out on the field. It is the Kirk Gibson almost. Maybe he has a heroic throw and somebody can get open. Going to put Jackson in the slot on the right side. Receiver wide right. Davidson wide left. Shotgun formation for the Silver Streaks. Steck back to pass. He's got a little bit of time. Good blocking. He's going to fire deep over the middle. Ball is in the arms of the touchdown for the Silver Streaks. Is it Jackson?
It's Meredith.
Meredith with the catch. Outstanding job, and Steck does his best. Kirk Gibson, a 29-yard pass to Aaron Meredith. And they got to get the kick to tie the game. Wow.
That is amazing. What a great pass he threw there. There wasn't a whole lot of margin for error, but his man did have a step, and he threw it inside to him, and a heck of a catch.
Oh, and they're going for the win. Going for the win. 13-12. Wishbone formation. Galesburg trying for the two-point conversion. Rolling to his right is Carl, trying to get in the end zone. He's in. Galesburg with the lead. Steck the touchdown pass. Carl the run. 14-13 streaks. 59 seconds to play.
Galesburg faked inside to Ullman, and most of the Pekin defense bought that. And when Carl went wide, he had one man to beat. And one thing Jared has is good speed at the quarterback's body. He was able to turn that corner, get just inside the pylon, and an inspiring last drive by the Silver Streaks. Two incredible pass plays, one on fourth down and 11 with the game on the line. And Andrew Steck comes through with a couple of huge passes, and then Jared Carl back in with the run, and the Streaks have the lead with 59 and a half seconds to go. And what a storybook ending this one could be if the Streaks defense can hold. You can bet Pekin's going to put some balls in the air here in the last minute.
Unbelievable. Meredith, I think, his second reception of the season, and none bigger for the senior. So Pekin going to get the football one more time. Down one, 14-13.
There's probably some on the Pekin sideline say, well, we were too conservative when we had the ball, but I still don't think so. I think they did the right thing. They forced Galesburg to do something pretty incredible, and the Silver Streaks pulled it off.
So let's see if they can get a good kickoff here. 59 seconds to go. A one-point Galesburg saved their best for last. And it took just an amazing throw over the middle. Steck limping out on the field. coming out in shotgun, showing again he is a complete quarterback. This cannot run at all, and he throws a dime on the spot to Meredith deep in the end zone. Kick is a squib kick or an onside kick, and boy, oh boy, what in the world? You give Peek in that kind of field position?
Yeah.
47-yard line, they're going to have the football, and that makes me nervous.
I thought we'd probably kick it low and hard right up the middle, but I didn't think we'd just drop one off there. So, yeah, Peekin with the ball almost at midfield.
I don't think that was necessarily what they were trying to accomplish there. Not 10 yards away. My goodness. 47-yard line with 55 seconds to play.
But the one thing, Peekin hasn't shown us the ability to throw necessarily the long ball. They've got a good passing game, but it's more of a short passing game. We'll see what they can come up with here because they've only got a minute to go. They do have their timeouts.
Barnes under center, a four-receiver set. He's going to roll to his left, let it fly. He sneaks the ball in across the 50 down to about the 48-yard line. Watch the late hits and all that stuff as he got it too.
And Drexler blew with a solid tackle but came away talking some trash. And
don't do that.
Yeah, don't pick up a 15-yard penalty on that one as he slammed Henderson to the ground.
5-yard reception by Henderson has 92 yards. Receiving 126 in the game, passing for Barnes. Second and five from the Galesburg 48. And the pass is out of bounds on the right side, incomplete. They really ran the hurry up that time. Third and five, the Galesburg 48, and there are 30 seconds left.
Well, Galesburg's got so many people out in the secondary right now, Barnes might want to just take off running on a play.
Maybe his best bet.
With only 30 seconds left.
14-13, Galesburg the lead. Four receivers set, and the fullback behind the quarterback, Barnes. He's under center. He is going to roll back. Quick pass out on the right side, and here comes the flag. Yep. You got to be kidding me. They tried to get it out on the right side to Kafan, and they are going to call a pass interference on Galesburg.
Yeah, Chaz Benton there a little bit early, and the official looking right at it said, yep, pass interference. It's not going to cost us much yardage, but it'll give Peekin a first down with 27 seconds left.
That's the problem. So with 27.7 on the clock, Peekin's still very much alive. They get a first down on the pass interference call.
Actually, it is going to cost us quite a bit of
yardage.
Yeah,
that hurts.
Down to the 33.
33-yard line. Cost him 15 yards, 45 in penalties on the night for the Silver Streaks. First and 10 from the Galesburg 33, 27 seconds to go. They line up in shotgun, four receivers set here. Barnes going to roll off to his right. He's still looking. Fires right side, passes incomplete low. And this time it was well played by Benton out there as they threw it out there for Henderson.
Well, if they want Benton to throw on the run, they need to get the ball over on the other hash mark because he's having to roll to his right. He's a left-hander.
Right, right.
And that's real tough for him to get anything behind that throw.
Two receivers off to the right and a couple more to the left. Heels for corners come up just a little bit. Don't let him behind you. High snap. Barnes back looking. Fires off to the right, pass way incomplete. Big-time pressure, Drexler Blue, one of the guys who really get in there and cause some problems as he about got Barnes, and he made that throw really difficult. Third and 10 from the Streaks 33 coming up, 18 seconds to go.
Yeah, but, you know, just as we suspected, Peekin has thrown the ball, but they don't seem to be comfortable with putting much air under it beyond a safe pass out in the flat or to the sideline, and I'm not sure with 18 seconds left
here.
They're going to get the job done.
Four receivers again. Henderson's been the guy to really cause the problems. High snap. He likes to roll to his right. He is going to fire. Right side pass is intercepted and dropped. It is an incomplete pass. Had the interception, did Olin. He just didn't hang on long enough. And rather than a Galesburg victory immediately, they're going to have to make one more stop. As the ball falls incomplete, Olin had it.
Heck of a play by Olin, who, when I saw the receiver, he faked sideline and then turned up, going up the field, and I thought, we've got problems here. That was Brady Kufan.
That's who they're going after.
And if not for Olin, that's probably a score, but Nate played that perfectly.
Beautiful.
Came over and nearly picked it off, and now a fourth down play coming up for the Dragons, who will take a timeout with 11 seconds left.
And our thank you to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, not just tonight, but for the whole season, providing our transportation just off the square in downtown Galesburg. A Nissan Rogue just arrived, the 2010 Rogue, a sporty SUV. It gets 27 miles a gallon highway, over 400 miles on a tank of gas. A consumer Best Buy for 2009. Rogue prices start at $21,000. You can take advantage of a $750 rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months over 30. 2010 Nissan's due in soon, and if they don't have what you want, they'll have it in within 48 hours. Again, thank you very much. We have thoroughly enjoyed our relationship, our transportation with Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, located just off the square in downtown Galesburg. We are fans of the Rogue. There's no doubt about it. My next new vehicle, I want a Rogue. There's no doubt. I love it.
I'm sure they'd be happy to put you in that.
I have no doubt. And when it comes time, let me just do that. One more play. Galesburg's hoping. And it results in an incomplete pass as they hold on to a 14-13 lead. With 11 seconds to go in the football game, and two Hungry Hobo participant touchdown winners tonight. We'll do the big drawing in the post game. Stay tuned for that, for the party sub. And this is it for Pekin, unless they can get a first down. There's still 11 seconds on the clock, and I'm pretty sure they have plenty of timeouts. In shotgun, a four receiver set. They overload the right side. Three over there. Barnes back to pass, has quite a bit of time. He lets it fly on the right side. Henderson wide open, and he gets out of bounds. Inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line. Henderson a 24-yard grab, and Pekin gets another shot. Now I'm nervous again.
Boy, Henderson ran a heck of a route that time. Ball was right on the money. They couldn't have asked for a better play. And now they've got one shot at the end zone, maybe two, but 6.1 seconds left. Maybe just one shot at it here.
Oh, boy.
And I would guess Pekin will take another timeout.
6 seconds to go. Ball on the Galesburg 9. And it is nail-biting time. Fans here are excited. It is timeout Pekin. We'll hang on to it right here. Don't want to miss a thing. 14-13 Galesburg. 6 seconds to go. They get the huge first down they were needing. Henderson in the game. 11 catches for 106 yards. Barnes with 150 yards passing, and he has thrown 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 34 passes in the ballgame. And he is loves to roll to his right, as we just saw.
We've seen some clutch performances here. Unusual for high school games in the fourth quarter to have such big conversions in the passing game.
Yeah.
Which takes so many things happening well. The quarterback's got to throw it right. Receivers have to make the big catch. And it's done in tough field conditions. Muddy, windy night, cold night out here. Both of those teams really wanting this one. It's all on the line here with Pekin. Where'd we say the ball? At the 6? Is that right?
It'll be on the 9.
At the 9, okay.
6 seconds to go, and the ball on the 9 on a 24-yard gain. And it was just perfectly thrown. And you're right, that route was superb.
Yeah, and I'm not sure whether they try and throw the quick out here and gain 4 or 5.
And I'm watching Henderson. I know that.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go for the end zone. Plain and simple, because if it falls incomplete, they're probably going to get another crack at it, depending on how long. Does he roll out? Yeah. You roll out, it takes some time. Henderson's lined up on the left side. He'll go one-on-one. It looks like maybe blue on him. And it is a full complement of receivers. Barnes back in shotgun. Here we go. He is rolling to his left, trying to find someone over the middle. The pass is broken up. Incomplete. 0.6 on the clock. They will get another player. No, the one official waving it off.
Waving what off?
I thought he was waving the play. So what, are they going to get another crack at it with 0.6 on the clock? That's right. So the pass falls incomplete. I watched one official wave as if the time had expired. They're going to try a field goal from the 9-yard line or so. Oh, brother.
Well, and that ball was batted up in the air.
I thought he was going to catch it on the flip.
It was Kufa down there. He's been their second favorite target, and he did not come away with it. And I didn't know that. I mean, I guess they're close enough. I didn't know they'd try a field goal on this cold night or not, but it looks like that team's going in. They're going to give a crack at it.
Their kicker did not exactly kick it long in terms of his extra point. Bergener
Yeah, if we were playing Moline, we'd be in real trouble.
Oh, there's no doubt. They'd get it.
A couple of teams we've played had pretty good kickers. He was the best of the bunch.
Well, if you're going to get a block, this is the time to get it. Kevin Hurd and everyone else going to try. This is the season right here. And 0.6 on the clock. This is the final play. It'll be a 26-yard field goal attempt.
Kicker's a little guy, Tim Bergener, 5'6", 135.
Bo Barnes, the holder. Here we go. Snap on the way. Barnes puts it down. The kick blocked. It's blocked, and Galesburg's won the football game. They fall on it.
Davidson.
Davidson comes up with a big play, and Galesburg escapes with a win, 14-13. Look at that sideline exploding. Hugs all the way around, and a huge block as Galesburg wins 14-13. Stay tuned for the postgame. As Galesburg escapes with a victory, this is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts' law office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Silver Streaks Football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL is brought to you by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Football.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by John Urban and Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together we will go far. Tonight, cloudy skies, chance of light rain and drizzle, then patchy drizzle after midnight, cold and low 38. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 50, low 38. Sunday, partly sunny, chance of rain, high 59, low 41. And Monday, partly sunny, high 59, low 40. Right now it is 44, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks football. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
An exciting win for Galesburg as they defeat Pekin 14-13, a wild game. We'll get a word here with head coach Wes Olson in just a moment as Jim Lee's down on the field. And we'll have a word with the coach. The interview brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery forever starts here. Turn on Jim's mic down there as the coach will be ready here momentarily. Galesburg hanging on for an exciting victory here tonight, 14-13. Andrew Steck, the big touchdown pass to Aaron Meredith, and then the decision to go for two. They got it, 14-13, the final. Pekin, some serious drama toward the end as they got it all the way down to the Galesburg 9. Tried a 26-yard field goal with 0.6 seconds on the clock. It was blocked by Justin Davidson, a huge play, one of several in the second half as Galesburg comes away with a hard-earned 14-13 victory despite three turnovers and losing an onside kick. Rough set of situations and circumstances tonight, but they come away, find a way to win. The team gathering for a picture, I believe, is what's going on down there. And so Jim will have a word with the coach when they get done with pictures. And that is the seniors obviously have played their final game of the season and of their high school careers, hoping many of them move on to college careers and the like.
Shower is coming. Hopefully it doesn't come on me.
So it is Jim down there talking about starting to rain a little bit. It's hopefully we'll be able to move on out of here before the rain situation begins to move in. And just kind of buying a little bit of time before we get a word with head coach Wes Olson. Galesburg's first touchdown coming in the second quarter on Andrew Steck's 12-yard run. He clearly limping a little bit on that ankle after he previous to that had run for a 10-yard gain and then scored on the 12-yard run. And then came out of the game for the most part, except for to basically throw the football. Let's go down to the field. Jim Lee with head coach Wes Olson.
On the field, we're talking with the victorious head coach Wes Olson. And, Coach, I don't know that I've seen a final 5 minutes of any high school game that's been more interesting and entertaining. They talk about making plays. Boy, you had some guys do that tonight.
Absolutely. All credit to the kids, the work they did. They kept at it, kept at it, kept at it. And, boy, you know, they've been a fun group to watch. You know, they've had exciting games. They've had close games. I think they've made our football program and our community proud with how they've played. And I know that there were a little higher expectations as far as wins and losses, but you know, these kids worked hard, and I'm just so proud of the way they ended, and I'm so proud of the way they fought throughout the whole season. And they really did, you know, really stuck together and really did it and fought through adversity and did the things they had to do. And just can't say enough about these groups, especially the senior group. Those guys, you know, played real hard and dedicated 4 years to us, and a lot of credit goes to them.
We were joking up in the press box about we're going to have a Kirk Gibson moment here at the end with Andrew Steck coming in. Lo and behold, that's exactly what we had. He limps in, throws the completion to Davidson, and boy, and then the big throw on the touchdown to Meredith. You couldn't have drawn up anything better than that.
Yeah, well, he's a decent player. There's no doubt about that. He's an all right player, and we would certainly like to have used him more. But you know, Jared stepped in. Jared made the big play. Jared had the 2-point conversion tonight, and it was a nice combination with those two quarterbacks. And certainly, our line started getting going and did some more things up front and got some things going. And you know, our kids just kept with it. And I just really hope that, and I really truly believe that they've learned a lot about themselves and about you know, how to play through adversity and how to fight through adversity, and I really feel like this group, you know, they're gonna come out on top in whatever they do.
Didn't seem to be any hesitation on the play call to go for two after the touchdown, was there?
No, you know, we like run that little play. It's kind of like a joke that we all run that at various levels in our program, and it's kind of like a no-brainer, I guess. And so we just decided to roll with it.
We've done quite a few kick blocks in the season on extra points, none bigger than Justin Davidson. Did you have a feeling he might skirt in there on the side?
Well, I tell you what, we always looked at big Kevin Hurd, number 55, because I don't know how many he's blocked this season. He's blocked a ton of extra points, and he was in on it tonight, too. But you're right, Justin came off the edge as well. In fact, I think we had maybe somebody else in on it. I think Aaron Meredith might have been in on it a little bit, too. So it's one of those deals where, guys stepped up when they had to make a play. And you just can't ask for anything more exciting for these guys to finish their career here. And for our young guys who have a lot of hope and aspirations looking to next year.
And finally, the things that could have remembered about this, the penalty on the touchdown run by Ullman, some turnovers that were costly, all of a sudden those things are kind of wiped out from the memory with what happened.
Thank goodness. You know, we like to forget those things and look forward. And, we've had some things plague us a little bit. And, of course, it plagued us again tonight. But, like I said, I can't say enough about this group and playing. And they keep playing. And, from week one, they played through and played from behind and come back and won close games. And so I think that experience helped them tonight. And we're proud of them, how they work.
Definitely a team win tonight, Coach. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
That's it, Coach Hans Olsen after the Silver Streaks battle and beat Pekin 14-13 to wind the regular season with a 4-5 record and a game winning streak. We'll take a break, come back, have more on the post game brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Get you back in the game. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming, so I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Highlighting local sports every weekend. It's WGIL Sports Saturday. Hear from coaches, players, administrators, and others. Saturday morning at 8 on WGIL.
Back at chilly and windy Pekin as Galesburg puts away an exciting victory to that Pekin 14-15. Coach Wes Olsen talked about the kids back, and that they did. By far a team that Galesburg doesn't turn the ball over. You expect them to come in here and roll. And much credit to Pekin for not letting that happen. A team that obviously believes in their program. Their head coach has them on the right track. And for a time there, it looked like they were going to come away with a victory in that exciting final drive of the game for Galesburg that wound up with Steck hitting Meredith for a 29-yard touchdown. And the two-point conversion, the decision to go for the win ultimately is what happened, and they were able to do that. The scoring in the ballgame, Pekin on the board first at the 6:56 mark of the second quarter. Bo Barnes, a two-yard touchdown run. Bergener, their kicker, no good on the extra point, 6-0 at that point. Andrew Steck, after a 10-yard run, a 12-yard run at 1:06 to play in the first half. Point after attempt was unsuccessful, tied at 6, and that was the score at the halftime. Neither team scored in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, Barnes to Henderson, who had a big game. 5-yard touchdown pass. Bergener, the point after attempt, 13-6. And then Steck, the 29-yard touchdown pass to Aaron Meredith with 59 seconds to play. Jared Carl running in the two-point conversion, 14-13. They miss a 26-yard field goal with 0.6 on the clock. Justin Davidson, the huge block for Galesburg. And they come away with a 14-13 victory. We'll come back and run through the stats. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg. or call us at 343-9107.
The average adult can hold their breath for just over a minute. Enter McDonald's new Angus Third Pounders with juicy 100% Angus beef and exquisitely prepared toppings like crispy bacon and sautéed mushrooms. Savoring one properly cannot be accomplished in less than 17 minutes. Make no mistake, at some point, you're going to have to breathe. Angus Axiom No. 8, awaited with bated breath. Savor one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
It's time to go hunting for bargains at Farm King. Like Levi's men's stonewashed jeans at an anniversary special price of $29.99 a pair. Hunt down a Sandy River zip front hooded sweatshirt for $9.99. Or sneak up on a pair of men's Sandy River relaxed fit jeans for $8.99 a pair now at Farm King. Save $25 on a pair of Wolverine boots and save $6 on Scott's Lawn Pro Fall Fertilizer, just $8.99 a bag, when you hunt for bargains at Farm King.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
The excitement of high school sports really takes me back.
Our team at Bates is proud to support the Silver Streaks for another winning season.
Hey, I think that guy just hit another home run.
Isn't it time for your nap?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Peoria, Pekin Memorial Stadium. The Colts get to our head now. Galesburg, an exciting 14-13 victory to close out the season with a 4-5 record. Postgame numbers brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. For the victorious Silver Streaks tonight, 362 yards of total offense, 225 on the ground, 46 rushing attempts led by Caleb Ullman, senior, 17 carries for 72 yards, 49 yards on the ground for Jared Carl, 49 for Nate Olin on an end around at the end of the first half. Andrew Steck, 2 carries for 22 yards and a touchdown, and Robert Jackson, 11 carries for 38 yards receiving. Big time plays. Nate Olin, 2 catches for 70 yards. Caleb Ullman, a catch for 15. Justin Davidson, a grab for 23 on that final drive. And Aaron Meredith, the biggest one of the night, a 29-yard touchdown grab through the air. Galesburg, 137 yards passing. That's tops on the season. Andrew Steck, 3 of 4 for 85 yards and a score. Jared Carl, 2 of 5, 52 yards and a pick, an interception. And Robert Jackson on a halfback option play had his pass attempt intercepted. So two interceptions in the game and a fumble, 3 turnovers, and lost an onside kick, but still come away. And despite 45 yards and penalties, 56 plays of offense for 362 yards. And the one that won the ballgame for him doesn't even count in the stats. A two-point conversion as Carl ran that thing in, and it was the winning play. For Pekin, heavy pass offense, no doubt about it. They threw 33 passes in the game. Bo Barnes, 16 for 32 for 150 yards. And a touchdown, and Henderson, one pass that fell incomplete. Their leading receiver, Henderson, Kyle Henderson, 11 catches for 106 yards. You don't see many receivers in high school football getting over 100 yards. Saw it tonight. Ben Mills and Kyle McKenna, two guys who each caught a pass for 7 yards. Brady Cafode had 2 grabs for 12, and Chris Trier, their fullback, a catch for 8 on the ground, 99 yards, and they were led by Kyle Henderson, 14 carries for 64 yards, so 170 all-purpose yards for him tonight. Trier, 7 carries, 14 yards. Bo Barnes, 6 carries for 21 and a touchdown. So they wind up with 249 yards of total offense on 60 plays and come up just a point short and finish the season with a 2-7 record. Galesburg finishes 4-5. Take a break, come back with more on the post game. We'll draw the winner for the Hungry Hobo Party Sub. All the winners from this year's Hungry Hobo Touchdown Contest. Touchdowns in the quarter, names go in the hat. We're going to draw that name next when we come back. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name. You
there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Smart business owners protect their investments with Business Owners Insurance from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, a local professional Pekin insurance agency. If a disaster strikes your business, will you have enough insurance to meet the emergency? Talk to the experts at Craddy Insurance today. For the details on a customized package of liability and property coverages at affordable rates, Business Owners Insurance from Pekin Insurance and Craddy Insurance.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met, Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breathe Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breathe Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breathe Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breathe Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breathe Loves.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I'm Will Stevenson. Need trick-or-treat hours for this coming Halloween across the area? It's easy. Just go to our homepage, WGIL.com.
Galesburg a winner in the season finale 14-13. Want to thank very much all of our sponsors who've been involved in our football games. We couldn't do it without you, and we appreciate it very much. Thanks for listening to all of our broadcasts, whether it be on the radio or via the internet. And a reminder, we get calls still if you want one of the games. It's very simple. You go, you can find the archives. They're usually up by the end of the night. Check early in the morning, and you can download those to your computer, and they're yours free of charge. So a nice service provided there. If you want the ball games, they're there for you. And, of course, we bring them to you here on the radio and really appreciate you tuning in. Two orders of business to get to. The first one, we'll do the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Then we'll draw the Hungry Hobo Galesburg High School Touchdown Contest Grand Prize. It's for a Hungry Hobo Party Sub. And all the names of the winners from Galesburg scoring touchdowns are in the big box. And we actually did really plug the box with us here to Pekin and of additional names in the box. And boy, it's cold up here. It's hard to even move the hands. But want to do the honors?
Yes, I would love to do the honors.
There it is, the big box. It's all mixed around. And we're going to pick a name out of that box and see who our Hungry Hobo Party Sub winner is. And we'll put that name down, and you can pick it up during regular business hours Monday through Friday. And I'm sure someone will get a hold of you at our studios at 154 East Simmons Street. And who's got the party sub?
Believe it or not, it's one that won tonight, and I mixed them up good. It wasn't just because it was on the top. Sarah Cree wins
Sarah
the party sub.
Sarah Cree is tonight's party sub winner and the season party sub winner. So a Hungry Hobo party sub, got her name down. We'll turn that into the folks who handle all that. And congratulations and thank you to and congratulations to everyone who was involved in the promotion, going to Hungry Hobo and putting your name in the hat, and hopefully that'll be something that we bring back next year. The other order of business, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Wow. There's been some big plays in this game, big passes, big runs, big receptions.
And all in the last couple of
minutes. Yeah, it was just all a big burst.
Up until then, you would have been hard-pressed to try and figure out anybody, and now we can't sort out who the nominees will be. I mean, I guess we know the nominees. We got to get Aaron's. Andrew Steck coming off
absolutely
the bench with those passes, and then the guys that caught him. You know, we always talk about that. Those were clutch catches. I don't care if they're right in between your numbers. It's still on a cold night in a big situation with the game on the line. That's a tough catch.
Yes.
Davidson caught the one over the middle. Meredith with a tremendous catch in the back of the end zone for the touchdown. And, of course, then again, Davidson, on the block down here. You got Jared Carl with the the bootleg and the run in for the,
yep,
the 2-point conversion. And so I don't know. I guess I would lean to the fact that I know Andrew Steck and Aaron Meredith have had the award this year.
Yes.
And I don't believe Justin Davidson has been our award winner
no.
on the season. So I guess for the clutch catch that kept the drive alive on fourth down and then the big block down here of the field goal attempt, I'm going to lean Justin's way.
I would agree with you, because if that kick goes down, we're not talking about a victory tonight. Nope. We're talking about a Pekin victory. So Davidson, the big block, preserves the win for Galesburg. So Justin Davidson, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Again, the final, Galesburg, an exciting victory at Pekin, 14-13. Again, our thanks for everyone tuning in. Our thanks to Chaz. He's working double duty back of the station. Very grateful to him throughout the season. And hopefully you'll join us for basketball. It's right around the corner, about a month away, right around Thanksgiving. An exciting season of Silver Streaks basketball. And Coach Mike Reynolds in his second year. We'll be happy to bring those games to you, both the boys and the girls, under the legendary Coach Evan Massey. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. That's all from Pekin. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.